Role of labor supply and credit access on food security and small-scale tea farming in Kenya. Gitahi, Danielendiamgu. UIB 2111593201 / A thesis submitted to the School of Business Management and Economics, in partial fulfillment of the requirement for the award of the degree of Master of Business Administration of Tankimate the University of Technology. October 2013. 1. Declaration. Candidate's Declaration. This is my original work and to my knowledge has not been presented for a degree award in another university. Signature, date. / K apostrophe. And hard copyright. Gitahi, Danielendiamgu. Inc. MSc. KMU. Student registration number. B211159320111. Dedankimathi University of Technology. Sidankimathi University Library. Supervisors. Declaration. The thesis has been submitted with I approval as university supervisors. Signature, date A9. TRTR. A3. Dr. Lillian NWEMDA, PhD. School of Business Management and Economics Department of Business Administration Dedankimathi University of Technology. Signature. Date. Copyright OAN. UP, JIB. T9. Dr. Anita Watchera, PhD. School of Business Management and Economics Department of Business Administration Dedankimathi University of Technology. D. EKUT. Africana. Libria and Speakle. COL. Octim. Me. MUCL. Trials. Dedication. This work is dedicated to my dear family, particularly to my wife Jane for her patience during the long hours she had to endure to allow me put up with my classes and studies. Thank you very much. To my sons Martin Gitauhi and Evans Magchar. A. I appreciate your perseverance despite the harsh economic times as we shared the limited resources towards a shared family vision. God be with you all the time. 3. Acknowledgement. I am greatly indebted to all the lecturers in the School of Business Management and Economics. Special mention goes to the chairperson of the Department of Postgraduate Studies and all the lecturers for their commitment in inspiring the postgraduate students. Their commitment to impart new knowledge and skills is highly appreciated. I particularly like to thank my course supervisors at Dedankimathi University of Technology, Dr. Lillian NWEMDA and Dr. Anita Watchera for their tireless effort to ensure that. 4. Abstract. The overall objective of the research was to analyze the role of labor supply and credit access on food security in small-scale tea farming in Kenya. Labor supply and credit access were independent variables, while food security was the dependent variable and measured as a proportion of either income or consumption. The specific objectives of this study were both to evaluate the effect of labor supply by women and children and to assess the effect of credit access on food security among small-scale tea farmers in Kenya. The study also analyzed the moderating effect of credit access on labor supply. A descriptive research design was employed in the study. Random samples were drawn from all tea-growing counties of Muranga, Kirinyaga, Nyeri and Kayamba strata, which formed the sampling frame. A proportion approach to sampling was utilized within the strata. A total of 65 respondents were picked through simple random techniques for each stratum using a table of random numbers. Both qualitative and quantitative data was collected from respondents. Data analysis was done through descriptive and inferential statistics. Content analysis was specifically utilized to analyze qualitative data. Statistical Keel Scientists, SPSS, version 19 was utilized to do the regression and 0.5 level of significance. Data interpretation and presentation graphs and pie charts. The results of the analysis indicated. Package for SOC correlation analysis was done through table that both labors both small scale TFAR labor supply and credit access, bureaucratic formalities we coefficient to determine T explain up to 23% of factors prove that the moderating effect among small scale tea farming. It access have a role in food security. The two variables by stakeholders in TK improves and by extension reduces food though. Lid access had a significant role in food security among 0.007 PL less than 0.05. Among factors influencing both /men labor and non-labor incomes and contained significant in the regression model. The ISTA-DAR 2 indicated labor supply and credit access. Unti. Pearson correlation coefficient test set on labor supply is not significant concluded that labor supply and credit scale T farmers in Kenya. Addressing. Bold ensure T set to performance on the small scale T farmers. Reason. V. / 2. 5. Table of contents. Declaration. I. Dedication. I. Acknowledgement. If. Abstract. V. Table of contents. V. List of tables. X. List of vigils. KISI. Abbreviations and acronyms. KISI. Chapter 1. Introduction 1. 1.1 Background of the study. 1. 1.2 Statement of the problem. 5. 1.3 Purpose of the study. 5. 1.4 Objectives. 6. April 1, 2001 Broad objectives. 6. April 1, 2002 Specific objectives. 6. 1.5 Null hypothesis. 6. 1.6 Justification. 6. 1.7 Assumptions of the study. 8. 1.8 Limitation and scope of the study. 1.9 Definitions of terms. UT. Chapter 2. Literature Review 10. 2.1 Introduction. 10. 2.2 Theoretical Literature Review. 10. February 2, 2001 Structural Change Theory. 10. February 2, 2002 Patterns of Development Theory. 10. February 2, 2003 The New Growth Theory. 11. February 2, 2004 Capabilities Approach Theory. 11. February 2, 2005 Intra-Household Bargaining Framework. 11. February 2, 2006 Inter-Household Bargaining Framework. 12. 2.3 Empirical Literature Review. 13. March 2, 2001 Introduction. 13. March 2, 2002 Evaluation of Effect of Labor Supply on Food Security. 16. 2, 3, 2, 1 Effect of Gender, Women, Child Labor and Age. 16. 2, 3, 2, 2 Effect of Wage Rate. 18. 2, 3, 2, 3 Effect of Labor and Non-Labor Incomes. 18. 2, 3, 2, 4 Effect of Labor Migration. 18. March 2, 2003 Assessment of Effect of Credit Access on Food Security. 18. 2, 3, 3, 1 Effect of Credit Supply. 19. 2, 3, 3, 2 Effect of Bargaining Strength. 20. 2, 3, 3, 3 Effect of Bureaucratic Formalities. 20. Effect of Asset-Based Lending. 20. 2, 3, 3, 5 Effect of Cost of Credit. 21. 2, 3, 3, 6 Effect of Informal Tenancy Contracts. 21. March 2, 2004 Analysis of Effect of Credit Access on Labor Supply. 21. 2.4 Conceptual Framework. 22. 2.5 Operational Framework. 23. 2.6 Research Gap. 24. 2.7 Summary of Literature Review. 24. Chapter 3. Research Methodology. 25. 3.1 Introduction. 25. 3.2 Research Design. 25. Percent. 3.3 Target Population. 25. 3.4 Sampling Design. 26. 3.5 Data Collection Methods. 27. 3.6 Data Analysis. 27. 3.7 Ethical Considerations. 29. 3.8 Summary of Methodology. 30. Chapter 4. Data Analysis and Presentation of Results. 31. 4.1 Introduction. 31. 4.2 Response Rate. 31. 4.3 Characteristics of Respondents. 31. 7. March 4, 2001 Respondents Mean Age and Gender Distribution. 31. March 4, 2002 respondents mean education levels. 33. March 4, 2003 respondents mean labor distribution. 33. March 4, 2004 respondents mean credit access levels. 34. March 4, 2005 respondents mean maize production levels. 35. March 4, 2006 respondents mean incomes from tea. 36. March 4, 2007 respondents mean tea income expenditure proportions. 36. 4.4 results on evaluation of role of labor supply and food security. 37. 1 results on gender as a factor of food security. 38. Results on age of household members as a factor of food security. 39. April 4, 2003 results on wage rate as factor of food security. 40. April 4, 2004 results on labor and non-labor incomes as a factor of food security. 41. April 4, 2005 results on labor migration as a factor of food security. 42. 4.5 results on assessment of role of credit access on food security. 43. May 4, 2001 results of credit supply as a factor of food security. 44. May 4, 2002 results of bargaining strength as a factor of food security. 45. May 4, 2003 results of bureaucratic formalities as a factor of food security. 46. May 4, 2004 results of asset-based lending as a factor of food security. 47. May 4, 2005 results of cost of credit as a factor of food security. 48. May 4, 2006 results of informal tenancy as a factor of food security. 49. 4.6 results on analysis on moderating effect of credit access on labor supply. 51. 4.7 regression model. 53. July 4, 2001 analysis of variance. 53. July 4, 2002 mathematical model interpretation. 56. Chapter 5, summary of findings, discussions, conclusion and recommendations. 59. 5.1 introduction. 59. 5.2 summary of findings. 59. February 5, 2001 role of labor supply on food security. 59. February 5, 2002 role of credit access on food security. 59. February 5, 2003 moderating effect of credit access on labor supply. 59. 8. 5.3 discussion of results. 60. March 5, 2001 the role of labor supply by women and children on food security. 60. March 5, 2002 the role of credit access on food security. 61. March 5, 2003 analysis of the moderating effect of credit access on labor supply. 62. 5.4 conclusions. 63. April 5, 2001 the role of labor supply by women and children on food security. 63. April 5, 2002 the role of credit access on food security. 64. April 5, 2003 analysis of the moderating effect of credit access on labor supply. 64. 5.5 recommendation. 65. 5.6 suggestion for further research. 65. References. 66. Appendix I, sample frame by T center number. 72. Appendix of Kenya T Development Authority registered tea factories in Kenya. 75. 9. List of tables. Table 3.1 sample size distribution by county. 27. Table 4.1 analysis of variance. Table 1 role of labor supply and food security. 38. Table 4.2 analysis of variance. Table 1 role of credit access and food security. 44. Table 4.3 correlation coefficient of credit access on labor supply. 51. Table 4.4 correlation coefficient of credit access on labor supply. 52. Table 4.5 analysis of variance, ANIVA, table for all model variables. 53. Table 4.6 analysis of variance for model summary table. 54. Table 4.7 table of coefficients and tolerance levels. 55. Z%. \%. 10. List of figures. Figure 2.1 Conceptual Framework. 22. Figure 2.2 Operational Framework. 23. Figure 4.1 Age of Respondents and Years. 32. Figure 4.2 Respondents Gender. 32. Figure 4.3 Level of Respondents Education. 33. Figure 4.4 Labor from Women in Food Production. 33. Figure 4.5 Labor Children in Food Production. 33. Figure 4.6 Labor from Women in Tea Production. 34. Figure 4.7 Labor from Women in Tea Production. 34. Figure 4.8 Proportion of Borrowers. 34. Figure 4.9 Average Credit Borrowed. 34. Figure 4.10 Credit Used in Food Production. 35. Figure 4.11 Credit Used in Tea Production. 35. Figure 4.12 Maize Production by Respondents. 35. Figure 4.13 Respondents Income from Tea. 36. Figure 4.14 Percentage of Income Per Tea Used in Household Food. 37. Figure 4.15 Effect of Gender in Food Security. 39. Figure 4.16 Effect of Age of Household Members in Food Security. 40. Figure 4.17 Effect of Wage Rate in Food Security. 41. Figure 4.18 Effect of Labor and Non-Labor Incomes in Food Security. 42. Figure 4.19 Effect of Labor Migration in Food Security. 43. Figure 4.20 Effect of Credit Supply in Food Security. 45. Figure 4.21 Effect of Bargaining Strength on Food Security. 46. Figure 4.22 Effect of Bureaucratic Formalities in Food Security. 47. Figure 4.23 Effect of Asset-Based Lending Policies in Food Security. 48. Figure 4.24 Effect of Cost of Credit in Food Security. 49. Figure 4.25 Effect of Informal Tenancy Arrangements in Food Security. 50. 11. Abbreviation and Acronyms. The abbreviation and acronyms below will be utilized in the context of the study to mean as they are herein defined. ASP Agricultural Sector Development Support Program. ASP Economic Recovery Strategy for Wealth and Employment Creation. GDP Gross Domestic Product. Household Dietary Diversity Index KIPRAID Kenya Institute of Policy Research and Analysis. KREP Kenya Rural Enterprise Program. KTDA Kenya Tea Development Agency. MAP Months of Adequate Household Food Provisioning. MOA Ministry of Agriculture. Edit Cooperatives or SRY/SADO Savings and Credit Cooperatives Organizations. SPSS Statistical Package for Social Scientists. V. SRA Strategy for Revitalization of the Agriculture Sector. Agriculture S. UNP United Nations Development Program. WFT Women Finance Trust. 12. Chapter 1. Introduction. 1.1 Background of the study. Tea growing expanded fast among large-scale estate farmers after it was introduced in Kenya in 1903 from India, Nyamjito, 1999. Subsequent legislation that followed later resulted to establishment of the Kenya Tea Development Authority to promote smallholder tea in those 1980 U.S. Nyamjito, 1999. This has resulted in large areas of the Kenya high potential and population density areas being put under tea with the intention of poverty reduction, Reno, 2005. Small-scale tea growing, which has been labor-intensive, has overshadowed food production such that most of the potential lands are currently taken over by tea, MU. IMRA, 1999. These farmers have, therefore, resulted to dependence on tea incomes to meet their food security needs. As a result of urban migration by men to seek off-farm employment, women and children have become the main providers of labor on tea farms, Akinda, Mutk, Wachira and Ojila, 2003. Similarly, despite the growth in tea production volumes, incomes to tea households have not managed to address their food needs, Reno, 2005. The poverty eradication objective in Tendek introduction of small-scale tea farming has largely not been met, Reno, 2005. The tea farmers have resorted to the aid from formal and informal credit sources to meet the household expenditure deficits, MUD, 2006. W. A complex value CE. The smallholder tea industry can be viewed as a complex value system, Bedford, 2002. The system interacts with other farm and off-farm production systems to determine the strategic decisions by the household. The value chain analysis concept on competitive advantage, Porter, 1985, suggested that activities within an organization add value to the service and products that the organization produces. All these activities should be run at optimum level if the organization is to gain any real competitive advantage. If run efficiently, the value obtained should exceed the cost of running them. Michael Porter observed that value chains are part of a larger system that includes the value chains of other upstream suppliers and downstream channels and customers. Porter called this series of value chains the value systems. 13. The role of labor supply and credit access and its impact on food security forms the focus of this research. Credit and labor systems form part of the complex value systems that interact with the tea value chain. The credit value systems may be both formal and informal. While labor sources may be many and valid, it has direct impact on the tea subsector and the incomes thereof. Research has established that with the introduction of tea, the use of women labor has become an area of negotiation and tension, particularly between wives and husbands, Sorensen, 1990. Much has been done on the role of labor in agrarian societies in other parts of the world according to the World Bank. Not much empirical literature exists on the effect of labor with emphasis on women and children on food and nutritional security by smallholder tea farmers in Kenya, Lagat, NGU, NO, Nyajaso and Erere, 2011. Credit access among smallholder tea also forms an area of concern given the poverty levels in this category. Percent. Smallholders in tea trade needs to be treated separately since they are often entrepreneurs. Different types of smallholders have different expectations and concerns, Bedford, 2002. Their sheer number and geographical spread make existing social auditing technique difficult and expensive. Current social technique diff one at relevance. Smallholders. Socially responsible value chain management works effectively where the benchmark standards are of relevance or even potentially damaging to the due chain mainmar. Value chain is short and integrated or the supply base is narrow. In tea, value chains are long and weakly integrated, which makes it difficult to implement socially responsible strategies, Bedford, 2002. It is important to identify what constitute good social performance, especially for smallholder tea, Bedford, 2002. Core labor standards may be relevant to an extent, but they do not cover other major issues such as land and environmental management. The criteria if used on issues touching on women, child labor and credit may also harm smallholders. A study carried out in CRICO on structural adjustment programs on tea, Omgile, 1996, recommend that tea licenses should be given to women as well as men. It recommend that where the license is held by a male farmer, his wife slash s should receive part of the tea payment. The study suggested that female labor are an obstacle to adopting tea. 14. Improving yields and combining expansion of tea production with expansion in food production, Omgile, 1996. Although the smallholder tea growers have been ignored by development agencies, higher levels of poverty are prevalent according to Central Bureau of Statistics. The Central Bureau of Statistics reported cases of people living below rural poverty line to average at 50.3% of those living in tea growing areas. Factors contributing to poverty among tea growers in Kenya are unknown. Intervention therefore must be based on salient facts which are reliable and predictive on the future, Nyamjito, 1999. Collapse of other crop enterprises through persistent low farm gate prices however presents both challenge and lesson for the tea sector, Nyamjito, 1999. Agriculture is the single most important sector in the economy, contributing approximately 25% of the GDP. It employs 75% of the national labor force as per the strategy for revitalization of agriculture. It is instructive to note that a sizable proportion of the rural labor force, over 51%, is engaged in small-scale agriculture. Women are the majority in this sector. It is in the rural areas that we find most of the hardcore poor, Eilamehu, 2001. Agricultural performance slackened dramatically over the post-Indpasendne years. It declined from an average of 4.7% in the first decade to below 2% in those 1990 SU. It culminated in a negative growth rate of minus 2.4% in 2000 and thus had far-reaching implications in terms of employment and incomes. Tea growing in Kenya has expanded rapidly since its introduction in 1903 from India to become the country's leading export crop earner, Economic Review of Agriculture, 2007. It earned about Kenya shillings 43 billion by 2006, increasing to 109 billion in 2011. Its earnings account for 4% of the country's gross domestic product. The industry is composed of tea estates and the smallholder growers, Nyamjito, 2001. Tea growing in Kenya is in the country's highlands, which has sufficient well-distributed and reliable rainfall. The smallholder tea farmers produces 60% of the total tea produced in Kenya. This includes farmers who hold and manage less than 8 hectares of tea farms, Nyamjito, 2001. Food security and poverty. 15. The Kenya Tea Development Agency, KTDA, manages the smallholder tea factories. Although smallholder tea is reported as our leading export crop, high levels of financial and food poverty are prevalent, Nyamjito, 1999. Kenya Central Bureau of Statistics 2005, reported cases of people living below poverty line, less as 55 cents, were on average 50.3% of those living in tea-growing areas. It is generally viewed that in Kenya UAT problems of smallholder tea started to emerge in the 1980s due to the government intervention and KTDA institutional organization UAL, Nyamjito, 1999. There was limited ownership and decision-making by the smallholder tea growers. These included reduced role in processing, marketing, and distribution of profit at factory level. However, this failed to provide incentives to produce quality tea and reduce operational inefficiency. The liberalization process of 1999 had the sole aim of removing these constraints to industry growth. Increased tea productivity has been achieved through improved productivity and expansion. Poverty escalation among the smallholder tea growers is, however, still high, Reno, 2C. In related studies done in Kenya on labor use and gender perspectives to food security, men producing maize, bins 5 and now, heap higher gross value of output per hectare than women, say Etho, Nkomin and Sperling, 1994. The difference is accounted for by the difference in input use. In western Kenya, female-headed households were found to have 23% lower yields than male households. The difference was caused by less secure access to land and lower education levels, Eldon, 2008. In 20C. A study in the same region on smallholder farmers found out that women U.S. maize yield was 16% lower than men U.S. Ongu, 1990. This was explained by substantial use of less fertilizer. The two studies by Saitho et al. 1994 and Ongu, 1990, therefore agree on the issues of low production in women-headed households. Women enterprises comprise fewer than 10% of farmers involved in smallholder contract farming schemes in the Western Kenyan fresh fruit and vegetables export market, Delon, 2010. The study argues that the growth of high-value horticulture supply chains has been detrimental to rural women in Kenya. Land and labor resources traditionally 16. Used by women to cultivate vegetables have been appropriated by men for contract export vegetable production. This environment being in a rural setting may explain, in part, the scenario in the tea farms. 1.2 Statement of the problem. Farmers growing tea on small scale in Kenya depend on the crop's income for their food security. This is due to the fact that most of the land is under tea, leaving little land for food production. Small-scale tea growing in Kenya, however, has not solved the food security problem among the tea farming households. This is despite the crop being a major source of livelihood among these farmers. V0. Both credit access and labor supply affect food and nutritional security under small-scale tea farming. Though labor forms the main cost in tea management, the proportion of this cost to overall profitability is an issue of concern. This is especially so as it affects women and children, who are the main providers of labor in tea industry, yet they are the recipient of food and credit supply has been growing among G small-scale tea farmers over time. While tea deliveries receipts are used by farmers as collateral on credit, these farmers have created dependence on the same credit. Therefore, this research seeks to analyze the role played by labor supply and credit access on food security in small-scale tea farming in Kenya. 1.3 Purpose of the study. This study aims to establish the role of labor supply and credit access as the independent variables on food security in small-scale tea farming in Kenya. Emphasis is made on labor supply by women and children to tea farms on their food security status. The study is expected to provide useful information to the players in the sector, specifically for policy formulation purposes as relates to development of community programs. It will benefit the KTDA in development of strategies aiming at sustainable growth of the smallholder tea sector. The stakeholders in the credit supply chain will find the report valuable in their strategies targeting smallholder tea farmers for sustainable access to credit. 17. The Ministry of Agriculture will be able to gain new insight into targeting of the vulnerable in their food security programs. Finally, the findings will provide useful guide to scholars and researchers who would wish to carry out further research in the sector. 1.4 Objectives. April 1, 2001 Broad Objectives. Analyze the role of labor supply and credit access on food security in small-scale tea farming in Kenya. April 1, 2002 Specific Objectives. I. To evaluate the role of labor supply by women and children on food security among small-scale tea farmers in Kenya. I. To assess the role of credit access on food security among small-scale tea farmers in Kenya. I. To analyze the moderating effect of credit access on labor supply. 1.5 Null hypothesis U/E. There is no significant difference between the levels of labor supply by women and children on food secure among small-scale tea farmers in Kenya. There is no significant difference between the levels of credit access on food security among small-scale tea farmers in Kenya. J. There is no significant difference on the moderating effect of credit access on labor supply. 1.6 Justification. There are 163,734 tea households in the four counties of Central Region. This population depends on tea incomes as a source of livelihood. Tea is the country's largest export crop earner as per the Economic Review of Agriculture. It earned about Kenya shillings, KSHS, 43 billion by 2006 and accounted for 4% of the country's gross domestic product. Research has established that with the introduction of tea, the use of women labor has become an area of negotiation and tension, particularly between wives and husbands. Sorensen, 1990. The Central Bureau of Statistics, 2005, reported cases of people living below rural poverty line to average at 50.3% of those living in tea-growing areas. Although smallholder tea is reported as our leading export crop, high levels of 18. Financial and food poverty are prevalent, Nyamjito, 1999. Poverty eradication objective intended in the introduction of small-scale tea farming in Kenya has largely not been met, Reno, 2005. Small-scale tea farmers have resulted to dependence on formal and informal credit sources to meet the household expenditure deficits, Mudd, 2006. Policies on commercialization of agriculture have assumed that cultivation of cash crop would guarantee improved food security and subsequent reduction in poverty, Reno, 2005. It has been observed that most communities in Kenya growing cash crops are currently struggling to put food on the table, Reno, 2005. At least 70% of tea farmers in sample area depend on farm incomes to sustain their food security needs, according to Ministry of Agriculture reports. Gender studies have also shown that women are the main workers on the farm in areas growing either food crops or cash crops. However, it is men who mainly have access to collateral needed to access credit, NDEGWA, Methka, Gavumbiri, Karma and Wakwiri, 2008. The access and control of farm resources among women is therefore limited. Research has established that the link between nutrition and R. opportunity to person to S. households to increase their income and household dietary needs, Reno, 2005. However, persistent negative poverty indicators coupled with poor household nutrition underscores the need to identify the underlying causes. Al. 2011. R. Nation among smallholder tea farmers, Longaject. Security situation among smaller. Apostrophe, degrees Y. O. Credit supply among TFM input supply for tea nutrition. Especially among marketing, here are the numerous sources of credit accessible to farmers that are both formal and informal. Credit supply is expected to play a positive role in agricultural growth. The impact on this credit needs to be re-evaluated, especially as it relates to food security needs of smallholder tea farmers. A shift from food production for home consumption to cash crops presents a better. 19. 1.7 Assumptions. It is assumed in this study that the respondents selected will comprise women in the household and will be accessing credit services supplied in the market and are also among the category constrained by labor supply. 1.8 Limitation and scope of the study. The study is expected to cover a wide area which possibly cannot be covered within the time limit and resource consideration. To address this, the target population will be focused on 4 counties out of the tea-growing counties in Kenya. In an effort to address failure by some respondents failing to respond to the study, advance briefs will be made through the tea extension offices under the KTDA, who are likely to be more close confidants as they handle the tea farmers direct at the tea collection centers. The scope of this study will be limited to labor supply and credit access as independent variables, with food security as the dependent variable. The respondents will be limited to small-scale tea farmers with emphasis to women and child-headed households in Reng, A, Kiambu, Kirinyaga and Nyeri counties. 1.9 Definition of terms. In the context of this study, the terms below will be construed to mean as they are defined here below. Bureaucratic formalities. Bureaucracies are very organized with high degree of formality in the way they operate. Refer to conditions or quality of being formal in accordance with required or traditional rules, procedures, conventionality and rigorous methodical character. Credit access. In the context of this research, the term credit access will be construed to mean the amount of credit respondents are able and willing to borrow for use in farm activities. Credit supply. Credit supply shall mean credit available in the market both in cash or kind and which can be easily accessed by respondent on willing buyer and seller basis. Food security exists when all people at all times have access to sufficient, safe, nutritious food to maintain a healthy and active life. It is defined as including both physical and economic access to food that meets people's dietary needs as well as their food preferences. 20. Household Dietary Diversity Index. Number of different foods or food groups consumed over a given reference sum through the food groups consumed, reference period, 7 to 8 days. Labor supply. In the context of this research, labor supply shall be construed to mean amount of labor available in the market for farm activities. Months of household adequate food provisioning, MHAFP. The ability to acquire sufficient quality and quantity of food to meet all household members' nutritional requirements for productive lives. It utilizes proxy indicators to measure MHAFP. VL. Respondent. Refers to women and children-headed households in the context of this study who also are main suppliers of labor and small-scale tea farms. A. 21. Chapter 2. Literature Review. 2.1 Introduction. The literature reviews covered in this chapter addresses both the theoretical and empirical literature in support of this study. It explores the theories in development in the field of labor, credit and incomes and anchors the empirical data from research done in other studies elsewhere in Kenya and the world over. The chapter also covers both the conceptual and operational framework that will guide the study. 2.2 Theoretical Literature Review. February 2, 2001 Structural Change Theory. In developing regions of the world, there has historically been a high proportion of the economic sector devoted to subsistence agriculture. This is as compared to the industrial and service sectors which need to be developed. To explain this problem, development theorists began to focus on the structural change of these economies. They came to the conclusion that underdeveloped economies would benefit from changing their economic structures from one that places a focus on subsistence agriculture to a more modern, urbanized, and industrialized-oriented economy. To accomplish this, structural change theorists such as Arthur Lewis use the tools of neoclassical price and recourse allocation theories along with concepts of modern econometrics to decide how a shift such as this would eventually take place. The basic idea of Lewis' model is that the accumulation of capital and increased output will lead the modern sector to what Lewis describes as self-sustaining growth, which will lead to employment expansion in the modern sector up until the point that all of the surplus labor from the rural sector has been transferred to the modern sector, Todd, 2003. Lewis also accounts for two other factors that cause an increase in the supply of unskilled labor. They are women in the household and population growth. Surplus labor can be used instead of capital in the creation of new industrial investment projects, or it can be channeled into nascent industries. February 2, 2002 Patterns of Development Analysis Theory. Another theory from the STEMCTURAL Change Theory School of Thought is that of patterns of development analysis. Hollis Cheney was the main architect of this way of thinking. 22. About development. Like the above-mentioned Lewis model, the patterns of development analysis focuses on the process by which a developing economy shifts from a mainly agricultural economy to a more modern one, allowing for new industries to take over the burden of economic growth. The difference, however, is that unlike the Lewis model in which savings and investment are the cornerstone, the patterns of development theory goes further to explain how virtually all economic functions need to be examined. This is in order to undertake a transformation, not just the accumulation of physical and human capital. These included transforming production, changes in the composition of consumer demand, trade institutional constraints, resources and even changes in the socio-economic realm in terms of urbanization and population distribution, Todd, 2003. February 2, 2003 THE New Red Theory. New growth theory brought with it a change of thinking from looking at development in simple economic terms to looking at the future of regions altogether. The theory keeps the market reforms of other development theories and practices, but at 7 points of focus when looking at development, one of which is our strong focus on poverty. New. Iopia. Cons. Growth theory looks at the concepts of poverty alleviation, development that is not just successful in the short term but also as Susie in the long term, itsu. Effectiveness and accountability. New growth theory is based on empowering the individuals in society. February 2, 2004 Capabilities Approach Theory. A theory that deals specifically with empowerment is the capabilities approach by Amartya Sen to Sen. The key to his approach is defining capability itself. Sen describes capability as a person's effective freedom to achieve very valuable states of beings and doings, the value to achieve important functioning s and as well the person's ability to forego such functioning s if they so please. February 2, 2005 Intra-Household Bargaining Framework. In the framework, child labor is an outcome of an optimization process. It places different weights on household members, for example, children and the parents. The mother is considered to altruistically care for the children and the father to care for himself in addition to the family. The weight that each member receives can depend upon. 23. His or her contribution to the family's resources. Collectively, child labor may be desirable as it contributes to the family income. It may also be desirable to the child because it increases his or her weight in the family decision function. Within this framework, the key variables are those that determine the relative bargaining strength of different members of the household. This could include wealth, the number, age, and gender of children, and earnings. February 2, 2006 Inter-Household Bargaining Framework. The Inter-Household Bargaining Framework considers each household as a unitary entity. The motivation behind this approach is that women and children's bargaining power is inherently very limited. The parents and the employer bargain about the child's wage and the fraction of that wage to be paid as food to the child, while women are disadvantaged as opposed to men. Within this framework, the key variables are those that determine the relative bargaining strength of the household, viz. The employer. These also include household wealth variables, but also variables such as the access to credit. The unitary model of the family, a la Becker, 1964, is best suited to understand the role of borrowing constraints as a determinant of women and child labor. The basic intuition is that child labor creates a trade-off between current and future income, Ballen and Robinson, 2000. Putting children to work raises current income, but by interfering with children's human capital development, it reduces future income. The future income is realized by the children and not the parents. EMCC/. The approach suggests that credit should be a factor that predicts the incidence of child. The incident in the time. Labor to the extent that child labor competes with schooling in the time allocation decision. Jacoby, 1994, examined the relationship between borrowing constraints and progression through school among Peruvian children. He concluded that lack of access to credit perpetuates poverty because children in households with borrowing constraints begin withdrawing from school earlier than those with access to credit. Credit market imperfections represent an important source of inefficiency for the allocation of household resources to human capital investment, Ballen and Robinson, 24. 2000. Rengen, 2001. This model implies that income does not matter as much if complete credit market exists. Economic theorists have been debating for decades on how much intervention should governments be imposing on the economic activities of society. An Australian economist, Frederick Heek, believes that markets and markets alone should make economic decisions. Liberals such as John Maynard Keynes argue that it is necessary for governments to intervene in spheres that were not adequately addressed by the markets. 2.3 Empirical Literature Review. March 2, 2001 Introduction. Kenya has made marginal progress towards elimination of hunger according to Global Hunger Index 2009. The report associates vulnerability to hunger with poverty and gender disempowerment. These may include credit access, food security and resource use. T. A. S. Tudy and Nandi South, Longaject. Al. 2011, proposed further research on UAT the impact of household labor with emphasis on women and children on the nutritional and household's food security. This research established that socio-economic factors have significant influence on household food security among smallholder tea farmers. It also established that UAT Household Dietary Diversity Index, HDDI, was positively correlated with the scale of food production. TODI had no significant correlation with scale of tea production or farm incomes, Longaject. Al. 2011. Food and nutrition security is influenced from literature by five broad variables, Longaject. Al. 2011. This can be at et al. Categorized as below. I. Supply side factors. I. Household level characteristics. I. Production characteristics. If. Household resource allocation among enterprise. V. Environmental characteristics. The effect of all supply side factors that include scale of food production, gender of household head, education level of household head, the employment income, off-farm income, and farm geographic location have been determined. There is little empirical. 25. Evidence available in support of the effect of labor by women and children as supply side factors to household food and nutritional security, Longaject. Al. 2011. Household Dietary Diversity Index, HDDI, was found to have a positive correlation with the land size on maize and output, Longaject. Al. 2011. Months of Household Adequate Food Provisioning, MHAFP, also had positive correlation with tea income, output of maize and tea in their respective land sizes. Factor that were influencing household food security were land productivity, off-farm income and land allocation to maize and tea. Others were household characteristics as education, gender, and employment. Optimal allocation of land between tea and maize production was found to guarantee household food security. 9. Et. Al. 2011. 4. Longaject. Al. 2011, concluded therefore that strategies aiming at increasing household food security should therefore target increased access to inputs for food production and productivity of land and income diversification. This study lays emphasis on the existing gap in order to analyze the effect of both labor supply and credit access to determine fund income measure 1 poverty according to their effect on food security. Poverty problem generally goes beyond income measures. There is a relation between general poverty and the level of food poverty according to the United Nations definition. Poverty is multidimensional and includes deprivation in knowledge, in life expectancy and quality of life. Poverty usually manifests itself in hunger, malnutrition, illiteracy, lack of shelter and failure to access essential social services such as basic education, health, water and sanitation. National Poverty Eradication Paper, 1999-2015. Research on effect of agricultural specialization on quantitative poverty dynamic, Barrett, Merenia, Minton, Ellick and Wangira, 2006, confirmed generally low exit rates of poverty in Kenya. There was no evidence that rural poverty exit was correlated with agricultural activities, agroecological potential or agricultural market access. Poverty determining factors included geographical location, family size, remittances and 26. Access to credit and is associated with rural upward mobility, Brown, Stephen, Emma, Muriati and Barrett, 2006. Smallholder farming plays a crucial role in food production for both rural and urban population and remains a major source of income, employment and export earnings, Krishna, 1977. This seems to be evident in food production systems in most rural Kenya with decreasing emphasis among small-scale commercialized coffee and tea mixed farming. Research has indicated that despite households engaging in market production, they still experience a decline in food consumption and nutritional status. Bear, 1984. Households who shift to commercial crop production realize incomes, but household nutritional status does not improve considerably. Stockbridge, 2007. Kennedy, 1988. Despite a significant improvement in household incomes, commercialization of subsistence economies could dramatically challenge household food security through increased child labor, gender roles and land tenure, Stockbridge, 2007. High poverty levels in subsistence farming systems in Kenya have been contributed by the input costs, inflation and produce prices. Others are tenure, market, post-harvest losses, technology, age and higher dependency, Bashamo, Kent, Ika, Kimani Mugada and Sunjigo, 2004. A number of avenues exist in improving farmers' welfare by targeting maximization of returns from tea enterprises. The factors that may be targeted for improved returns from tea include tea productivity, population control and improved green leaf prices, MWAURA and OGESA, 2007. The provision of financial services in the rural areas of Kenya has historically been the role of marketing cooperatives, based on cash crops such as coffee, tea, dairy among others. With the gradual liberalization of marketing systems, this sector has faced significant challenges. A major area of growth is the emergence of front office services, FESA. Formal banking liberalization has resulted in services being out of reach. Microfinances are trying to find their way into the operations of other financial institutions such as the cooperative banks, Equity Bank and Family Finance. There is evidence of extensive and increasing use of informal sector groups. Mechanisms in Kenya, Johnson, 27. 2002. Evidence from Central Province indicates that women regularly make use of merry-go-round, Rosca. S. Over 45% are in at least one and some using as many as five, Kimayu, 1999, Johnson, 2002. March 2, 2002 evaluation of the effect of labor supply by women and children on food security among small-scale tea farming in Kenya. Farm labor is a major source of employment opportunity for the rural labor force. Research conducted in South Africa indicated that declining farm labor supply is compounded by the fact that agricultural sector has the worst poverty conditions, Ruben and van der Berg, 2001. Other studies indicate that shortage in farm labor supply results in low productivity. This is a major problem in developing countries, Brameden and Swinton, 2001. 2, 3, 2, 1. Effect of gender, women, child labor and age. A study by Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, confirms that women have more difficulties than men in gaining access to resources such as land, credit and productive resources. Similar conclusions are made in a related study in Ethiopia, KESK, 2009. The majorities of women in DIN countries fall within the small-scale subsistence sector. They farm and produce more than 80% of the food for the sub-Saharan Africa, Irvine, 1996. Similarly, women are the busiest people in the world, however they find time to grow half of the world's food requirements, FAO, 1993. Women are also described as the invisible agricultural producers in peasant society, LS, 1993. Nearly 85% of women labor is spent in farming, which includes crop production and animal husbandry, Yeshi, 1997. Women in Ethiopia, for example, play multiple and overlapping roles, which have increasingly put pressure on their health, food security, productivity and potential contribution to improved human welfare and economic development, SNET, 2000. Empirical studies have found evidence suggesting that households that are credit constrained increase child labor hours in response to economic shocks. Women and children constitute the bulk of farm labor, especially in smallholder agriculture. Children in households that borrow for household enterprise were more likely to work than children in households that did not borrow, according to a study done in Peru, Ursula, 28, 2006. The study found the opposite effect on relationship for households that borrowed for the farm. The result of this study suggests that microenterprise loans may cause children to be drawn into credit-stimulated household enterprises. Women enterprises comprise fewer than 10% of those involved in smallholder contract farming schemes. Fresh fruit and vegetables export in Western Kenya, Delon, 2010. In a different study, it was indicated that smallholder tea was established with the hope that family units would manage their farms, MU. LNWIE, 1999. Indeed, most of the decisions on the SMYRT farms are made by the key members of the family unit, mainly men and women, Ewa, Kerry and Side, 2005, Kev, Elwick, Ewa and Yair, 2003. B. The main use of labor in the tea farms is harvesting. Although most smallholder tea farmers use male and female workers, there are some farms hiring females only as they are easier to control, a kind et al., 2003. Women therefore play a vital role in tea production in Kenya. Unlike hired labor, females are a dominant source of family labor and with much support from the children. The smallholder tea farmers in general are unwilling to subdivide the tea holdings to their children past high school age, Kev et al., 2003. In district where there are few RNATIVES to tea, however, the labor use efficiency is high, Kev et al., 2003. In retrospect, a lot of research has been born in the tea subsector as pertains poverty, desecurity. Not much empirical research, however, has been focused on labor by women and children in Kenya, Longate et al., 2011. A study on factors affecting rural household farm labor supply in South Africa, Francis, 2011, concluded that farm operators' years of farming experience was positively correlated with labor supply. Old and experienced farmers preferred to work on the farm rather than seek off-farm employment. The result suggested that experienced farmers would increase their expected supply of labor by 11.1% for every unit change of farm labor supply. The number of prime-age persons working off-farm in the household had a negative effect on the total labor supply. According to Anderson, 2002, the decision to work on or off-farm by a prime-age household member depends on the household. 29. Composition and behavioral participation of other family members. The same study indicated a positive and significant relationship between gender and farm labor supply. 2, 3, 2, 2, effect of wage rate. The real wage rate was shown to have a negative effect on farm labor supply, according to Francis, 2011. The study indicated low farm employment at higher real wage rate. Similar relation has been obtained by a study in India, Goodwin and Mishra, 2004, Kanwa, 1998. The extent to which rural households seek off-farm and not on-farm MNT is therefore dependent upon non-farm wage. February 3, 2003 Effect of labor and non-labor incomes off-farm employment of farm household members is an important phenomenon throughout the world. It seems to alter farm labor supply, Anderson, 2002. In rural Sudan, studies indicate that men migrate to urban centers and cities in search of job opportunities, Babikia, 2007. A study by Krishna, 2004, and Christensen, 2004, emphasized the importance of income diversification. They emphasized strategies on diversification out of agriculture into additional off-farm income, but also into livestock, that are beneficial to poverty-exiting households. Migration. 2, 3, 2, 4, effect of. According to Ahem, Elester and Deborah, individuals household who have recently moved into a farming community are more likely to be involved in off-farm rather than on-farm work. They are also slow in adopting any recommended technology in the area. Several factors may affect labor migration, among which includes macro and micro conditions. This may include national unemployment rates, land tenure issues, existence of microclimate factors for specific crops that need intensive labor during peak seasons in some areas. March 2, 2003 Assessment of the effect of credit access on food security among small-scale tea farming in Kenya. Agricultural Savings and Credit Societies, SAYA. S. were hailed as the perfect channels for raising savings in rural areas deserted by mainstream banks and the retrenchment and restructuring wave of the late 1990s. S. World Bank, 2008. 5 years down the line, poor lending decisions and poverty have made it difficult for the lenders of small-scale farmers. 30. Mud, 2006. Agricultural SAS. Are now prevalent in tea-growing areas where farmers have regular monthly income before the final payment for the year, bonus. 2, 3, 3, 1, effect of credit supply. There are several recurring problems with financial services, especially credit, which appears in the empirical literature. One is that credit is only advanced for the contracted crop, whereas farmers may need the money to settle non-crop expenses like school fees. This has been found to be a major complaint amongst coffee farmers in Kenya who have taken loans to finance non-coffee expenditures, Nyera and Whitaker, 1986. The author suggests that this will happen whether it is officially sanctioned or not, so it is better to build it into the system for providing credit services. In Pakistan, credit was found to be an important instrument as it enables farmers to acquire command over the use of work capital, fixed capital and consumption goods, Sabor, Maxed and Madia, 2009. The study established that credit plays an important role in increasing agricultural productivity. Timely availability of credit enables farmers to purchase the required inputs and equipment for farm operatio. S. Degrees. V. Microcredit enabled farmers in Ogun State, Nigeria to buy inputs they needed to increase their agricultural productivity. However, the sum of credit obtained by the farmer did not contribute positively to the level of output, Nosira, 2010. This was a result of non-judicious utilization or distraction of credit obtained to other uses apart from the intended farm enterprises. Dantawala, 1989, estimated the demand or access and supply of credit and its role in poverty alleviation in India. He emphasized on supply of credit and an increase on technical assistance to farmers in order to increase agricultural productivity. Money lending is present and growing, but relative to the volume of funds in the informal sector groups appears to be much less important, Johnson, 2002. At the same time, there is evidence in the form of managed merry-go-round, RASCA, programs, Johnson, 2002, with some 27,000 women participating in them. These programs involve a private company management service group's funds for a fee, so offering a more sophisticated set of services which at the same time offering a greater confidence. 31. 2, 3, 3, 2, effective bargaining strength. Farmers are often trapped into a debt cycle due to deterioration debt situation. Growers do enter into contractual arrangement with financial institutions and end up into such condition due to variable interest terms. This forces the borrower to stick to same financier despite other options or in financial managerial mercy or agribusiness normalization, Glover and Custer, 1990. Farmers who specialize on fewer enterprises tend to perform with more efficiency. Developing production and marketing expertise needed for profitability offer farmers a competitive edge, Buchno, 2003. Developing enterprise cash flows is essential as indicators of debt capacity. The lower bargaining strength, however, of small farmers vis-a-vis the large farmer inhibit access to credit from formal institution. Dominance of large farmers in decision-making bodies at farmer institutions appears to influence the disbursement in their favor, Adams, 1985. 2, 3, 3, 3, effect of bureaucratic formalities. The borrowers. Time, travel expenses and costs incurred for getting a guarantor or a consignor can be substantial. Many small and new borrowers are required to visit the formal institutions several times to negotiate the loan, withdraw a part of the loan, and make payments in installment. The RDI on GTOA study on credit constraints done in India, Francis, 2011. The visits often involve waiting hours and travel time. Bureaucracy discourages borrowers, especially new of small-scale farmers. 2, 3, 3, 4, effect of asset-based lending. It is widely acknowledged that the risk factor is an important component in determining whether a farmer will access finance. A number of studies have emphasized the role risk aversion plays in slowing down the adoption of new technology. Small-scale farmers have no margin of error because there is little or no production surplus. Crop failure or death of animals may be a disastrous loss, according to Robert Chambers, Rowling, 1985. The transaction cost difference, the typical lack of collateral as well as the higher perceived risk of the small farmers because of lack of diversified resources, led to a high biases against them in credit allocation, according to a study in India, Braverman and Guess, 1988. In India, the perception by lenders is that plenty of land enhances the probability that enough output will be produced for the farmer to repay the loan. 32. 2, 3, 3, 5, effect of cost of credit. Farmers always consider formal credit to be expensive than SOA loans. To counter problems of high cost of dealing to smallholder, it is recommended to consider promotion of farmer groups or farmers-controlled enterprises, cooperatives, in conjunction with contract farming. Cooperatives can bargain and negotiate prices and the terms of the contract on behalf of farmers, Cook and Chaddad, 2000. The author has established aspects to be taken into account to ensure that cooperatives provide the necessary benefits to producers in contractual arrangements. Formal lenders generally ration credit to small borrowers in order to reduce their transaction costs. The cost is high for serving several small borrowers, compared to large borrowers, Gonzales, 1981. The higher borrowing cost incurred by small and potential small borrowers discourages them from approaching the formal credit institutions, Adam and Naiman, 1979. Small and marginal farmers have to incur extra costs beside the nominal rate of interest in the process of obtaining a loan from formal institutions, Gonzales, 1981. 2, 3, 3, 6, effect of informal tenancy contracts. Among small-scale tea growers in central Kenya, tenancy issues are brought about by land subdivision within the House Percent Act do not by themselves own land titles, MWAURA et al., 2007. Informal arrangements among family members cannot qualify for collateral in formal lending institutions. Lending institution prefer land as collateral as credit to small. IG institution prefer lane. Scale farmers is considered risky. VLG. March 2, 2004 analysis of the effect of credit access on labor supply among small. N labor. Scale tea farming in Kenya. Research in Peru indicates that children in households that borrow credit for household use were more likely to work than children in households that did not borrow, Ursula, 2006. The study found the opposite effect on relationship for households that borrowed for the farm and that women labor decrease with credit access for farm-based enterprises. The result of the study suggests that microenterprise loans may cause children to be drawn into credit-stimulated household enterprises. 33. 2.4 Conceptual Framework. Labor Supply, ZAR. Credit access, NI. Food security, Y. Independent variables. And thou where Y equals if za, dependent variable. Y is the dependent variable, while za and I the independent variables. Figure 2.1. Conceptual. A. 34. 2.5 operational framework. As a proportion of consumption and gender and women, XAU registered. Age of and child labor, XAU registered 0. Wage rate slash cost, NI. Labor. Laborer and non-labor incomes. ZAV. Supply, ZA. Food security. Labor migration, ZAV. Credit supply, E0. Proportion of income. Credit. B. Bargaining strength, XB. ZS. Bureaucratic formalities, I. Asset-based lending, XBIV. Cost of credit slash interest rates, XBV. Informal tenancy contracts. XBVI. Parameters. Independent. Dependent. Figure 2.2. Operational framework. 35. 2.6 research gap. The effect of labor supply and credit access on food security among small-scale tea farmers requires further research. Labor supply as an independent variable has been emphasized with regard to women and child labor. Credit access also as an independent variable and its moderating effect on labor supply has been identified as an area of further research. 2.7 Summary of literature review. The reviewed literature strongly brings out the existence of poverty among smallholder tea farmers. Food poverty stands out despite investments in the tea enterprise and the resultant growth in productivity of the smallholder tea. Labor supply is an important variable in production in smallholder agriculture, and specifically relation of labor from women and children into food security has also been emphasized in research. Longaged, Al, 2011, as a research gap. Dependence on credit by smallholder tea farmers against land and tea bonus payments as collateral has persisted. This has influenced farm incomes and by extension that food security situation. A conceptual framework indicating the dependent variables Y as it relate to the independence variables Z that represents labor supply and representing credit access is captured on the operational framework, figure 2.1. UUU. The dependent variable, Y, representing food security is influenced from literature by five broad variables, Longaged, Al, 2011, that can be categorized as supply-side factors, household-level characteristics, production characteristics, household resource allocation among enterprises and environmental characteristics, most of whose effects are known. This research intends to analyze only two of the supply-side factors which represent a research gap. These are labor supply with emphasis on women and children and credit access. 36. Chapter 3. Research methodology. 3.1 Introduction. This chapter provides the methodology of the study and covers the research design, generation of the target population, sampling design, data collection methods, data analysis, the limitation of the study and ethical consideration. 3.2 Research design. The study adopted descriptive design as supported by Cooper and Schindler, 2006. This involved visiting the respondents in their working environment to administer the questionnaire in person or through trained research aides. Access to the respondents was made through the permanent tea growers. Number issued through KTDA. Small-scale tea farmers who were randomly selected were the respondents. The design adopted was appropriate as it intended to explain the relationship and associations between labor supply and credit access as the independent variables and their influence on food security as the dependent variable among the small-scale tea farmers within the study area. FinK. 3.3 Target population. Which are 5 out of 8 previous provinces which included central Kenya, Rift Valley, Eastern, Western and Nyanza grow tea on either small or large scale. Central Kenya, which has the either small or large scale based tea. Highest concentration of small scale based tea factories, KTDA report, 2012, was selected. A total of 30 factories are in central province out of slightly over 60 in Kenya. Appendix A. Four out of five counties that previously used to constitute central provinces predominantly grow tea on small scale level, KTDA report, 2012. These counties in central Kenya were therefore purposively selected and used to generate proportions out of the 163,734 small-scale tea farmers. Only 78 small-scale tea farmers who had tea credit valuation records with Ministry of Agriculture local offices out of a total of 163,734 of tea farmers in central Kenya, 36.38% of small-scale tea growers in Kenya, were therefore taken to constitute the population through proportional sampling. The counties covered were Kirinyaga, Kiambu, Ranga and Nyeri. Nyandarua County does not grow tea, MoA Nyandarua Report, 2012. Subsequently random sampling from the list of 78 small-scale tea farmers with credit records within the 30 factories was done. All these farmers were captured under the Ministry of Agriculture records at the district level as having sought crop valuation for credit reference. These enabled the researcher to 37. Increase the livelihood of sampling farmers who had accessed credit. The counties were used as the sampling frame to enable stratified random sampling based on tea farmers. Population per county to allocate the 78 tea farmers. The reason for use of stratified random sampling was. It allowed the researcher to obtain estimates of known precision for certain subdivision of the population by treating each subdivision as a stratum. It afforded every individual in the entire population an equal and unbiased chance of participating in the study. 3.4 sampling design. From a population of the 78 farmers who had sought credit, a random sample of 65 respondents by certain factory number was obtained for this study. The sample size was selected through computer-based computations that use simple random sampling techniques, Cooper and Schindler, 2006. Stratified random sampling was first used because the population under study was heterogeneous while simple random sampling TNEQUIIDWE, known as supported by Cooper and Schindler, 2006. The 65 sample members were picked using simple random techniques through use of the table of random numbers, Snedecor and Cochrane, 1989. OJB was used to give each respondent an equal chance of selection. Proportion approach of computing sample size was applied where the mean and standard deviation were not. 38. Table 3.1. Sample size by county, based on Ministry of Agriculture credit records. County name tea factories by county farmer population percentage proportion of population target population sample computation sample size. Kirinyaga 4, 34,916, 21.32, 17, 0.2132, x65, 14. Nyeri 7, 34,604, 20.9, 16, 0.2090, x65, 13. Ranga 10, 66,567, 40.9, 32, 0.4090, x65, 27. Kiambu 90, 27,647, 16.88, 13, 0.1688, x65, 11. Nyandarua LTUV 0.0000x65 0. Totals 30,163,734,178 1x65 65. 3.5 data collection. Primary data was collected by trained aides. A test run of collection exercising ERID. Administration of questionnaires in person or through questionnaires was undertaken before the actual data validity and reliability. The questionnaires train the sampled frame per each target audience. Care was taken to ensure through question and answer e non-collection of bias long the aids was conducted. Were administered to the selected respondents were a sample constituting the random sampai of all 65 I. The respondents understood the cost accession and thorough induction of the Russian information and higher response rate. Random supervision during the questionnaire administration. A letter of introduction was delivered to each respondent selected explaining the purpose of the study and assuring them of confidentiality of the information given out. Secondary information was collected from TI institutions, especially the KNUT Development Authority, KTDA, TI Factories, Farmers TI SAS, and Farmers Community-based organization on TI. Formal and informal interviews were conducted with the key informants from the sector to add value to the secondary data. 3.6 Data analysis. The completed questionnaires were first edited for completeness. Where the questionnaires were incomplete and the respondents had indicated willingness to be. 39. Followed up by giving their telephone contacts, the research seats were sent back to collect and the fill gaps. Collected data was coded and then analyzed using Statistical Package for Social Scientists, SPSS version 19. Both in quantitative and qualitative data were collected. Qualitative data was analyzed through content analysis. Pearson's correlation analysis was used to establish the magnitude, extent of relationship and associations. Quantitative data was also exposed to regression analysis to determine the strength and significance of the relationship between the dependent variables and the independent variables. Means were separated by use of Z-statistic in test of null hypothesis. This quantitative study was guided by the regression model as defined by dependent variable Y and independent variables Z and I. The dependent variable Y was generated from either consumption data gathered from respondents and or proportions of incomes spent of food in households. Consumption data was gathered against the background of standards set by World Food Programs and from publications by local and international journals and articles, Appendix E. The regression is defined by the Funk food security, Y equals F. Given that constant gamma represents the XXBFL intercepts. Intercepts V slash Zaya are equal I to V as labor supply factors affecting food security. B equals I to V as credit access factors affecting G food security. MTED as both Zaya and I are supply side variables. These study regression model which considers only two variables of the supply side factors, labor supply and credit access, is therefore basically represent. Y equals O plus ZAZA plus XB plus. Where? Y equals food security, dependent variable measured by level of consumption, O equals constant. The intercept which explains the level of consumption. Given where? ZAZA equals XB equals 0. ZAZA equals ZAZA plus ZAZA 2 ZES, all representing intercepts for all factor of labor. XB equals XBI plus XB 2 XB. All representing intercepts for all factor of credit. 40. Equals error term which represents the disturbance factor. When all variables of labor and credit are factored in the equation, the regression is represented as Y equals O, ZELXERI plus ZA 2 ZI plus ZA 3 Z. SNIR 4 NIR SNIR 5 NIR, XBL XBI plus XB 2 XBII plus XB 3 XBI. XB 4 XBI V plus XB 5 XBV plus XB. XBVI, F. Where? ZAZA equals level of labor supply and D. X, 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 I, Z. Where? ZAZA equals effect of gene 1 error and women labor on the labor supply. ZAZA equals effect of age of family members and child labor on the labor supply. ZAZA equals effect of wage rate slash cost of labor on the labor supply. ZAZA equals effect of labor and non-labor incomes on the labor supply. Z equals effect of labor migration on the labor supply. And XB equals level of credit access. Where R and non-LU registered. Dura migration on the I. UVA. Readed access. E equals XBI plus XBII. XBVI. XBI equals effect of credit supply on credit AXBII equals effect of bargaining strength on credit access. J. XBIII equals effective terms of credit slash bureaucratic formalities on credit access. XBIV equals effective asset-based lending slash own capital on credit access. XBV equals effective cost of credit slash interest rate on the credit access. XBVI equals effective informal tenancy contracts on credit access. 3.7 Ethical considerations. This research took the obligation to respect the rights, needs, values and desires of the respondents. As per Grant, 2005, the respondents were informed of all data collection devices and activities. Their wishes were considered first when choices were to be made regarding collection and reporting of information. 41. 3.8 Summary of methodology. The study adopts an exploratory and descriptive design. Both quantitative and qualitative data was collected while combining a purpose of population targeting with random sampling to arrive at our target sample. A questionnaire was utilized for data gathering through interviews while regression and correlation analysis were utilized for data analysis. 42. Chapter 4, Data Analysis and Presentation of Results. 4.1 Introduction. This chapter analyzes the output from the raw data feed into the statistical package for Social Scientist, SPSS, version 19, and presents the results in tables, bar graphs and pie charts. Both descriptive and inferential statistics are used in result presentation. The results presented addresses the objective of this study, which was to analyze the role of labor supply and credit access on food security in small-scale tea farming in Kenya. The presentation is done in the order of the three specific objectives, which were: I. To evaluate the role of labor supply by women and children on food security among small-scale tea farmers in Kenya. I. To assess the role of credit access on food security among small-scale tea farmers. TU4. The moderating EFL. KLTing. I. To analyze the moderating effect of credit access on labor supply. VAO. Data analysis on the respondents. Characteristics is presented first, the result on the role of labor supply on food security, and then sort of the role of credit access on food security. The results of the Pearson Cornion are presented, and then the presentation and interpretation of the mathematical regress N model is done. A summary of the chapter is then presented at the end of this chapter. 4.2 Response rate. All the 65 questionnaire distributed were returned fully filled out, representing 100% response rate. There were therefore zero chances of non-response from the sample. 4.3 Characteristics of the respondents. March 4, 2001 respondents mean age and gender distribution. The survey carried out indicated that 85% all respondents were female. The 15% male respondents were, however, accompanied by their female spouses during the interview, but gender influence prevented direct engagement with females, figure 4.1. The average age, 43, of respondents was highest at 38% in the age bracket of 46 to 55 years. Only 5% of the respondents were of youthful age of below 35 years. Approximately 15% was above 67 years of age, figure 4.2. Another 20% was between 56 to 66 years of age. The age was an indication of the aging farming population and therefore the energy and experience available for family farm labor. Age of respondent in years. UU4 UUO. Book. 35 VI. U registered R, minus 4 FU registered VI. IY4 RSSV. IG. Fee. SVI SNIG. EG VFNIP. NDTMT and slash ORI. Dempton years. Figure 4.1 mean age of respond. NDER of I. ICDHC at respondent. 4I. U4ULI percent ICMLCCIJOMDCNTC 4 IBLOJU. VLTH ME minus 1 INCLG NT. Figure 4.2 mean of respondent 2. S gender. 44. March 4, 2002 respondents mean education levels. On average the respondents' education level was 47% at secondary level, 42.5% at primary level, 7% at certificate level and only 3% among others, figure 4.3. Skilled labor was absent among the respondents. Level or education of respondent. V. L. S. Kotsirav. 1F Tito. Level of education of respondent. Figure 4.3 mean level of responc. N. March 4, 2003 respondents mean labor distribution. Approximately 55% of respondents indicated that 40,180% of women labor is used in food production, figure 4.4, while 81.5% indicated that only about 20% on of child labor is used in food production, figure 4.5. U set I. O apostrophe 4 error. Tmeo. U4U4U4U4FS Nessanort DL Road PR DJ Dom FTLLRNU R T large ALY 9 JT plus or minus degrees TCHLLDR NL TD in red JRL Little N Rigor 4.4 percent women labor in food figure 4.5 mean percent child labor in food 45 approximately 80% of respondents indicated 600,100% of women labor is used in tea production figure 4.6 while 84.6% indicated that only about 20% on of child labor is used in tea production figure 4.7 any degrees OUI era UO by Florent or HO hash day. FR, NL, G, O, R by, UZU, DNH Pro, put one town. NNIPA L labor type hydren post HT, Epedlchka, JI, minus 4.4. Book, JLU 4, V, UJMJ, Lucasart P, F labor by, Hi JRBN Lebden TU 4 PRDD GTCU 4 U, figure 4.6. percent were March 4, 2004 ISBN. In T figure 4.7 mean percent child labor in T at access levels. In our labor. 69.2% of small-scale T farmers had access credit in the. Of the respondents interviewed 44 out of 65 respondents, F shillings 50,001. Respondents indicated that last one season, figure 4.8. 67.6% borrowed an average of shilling 65 respondents, 18.46% borrowed bitwa. Egg pounds yen era unisiwa tnrrwi. Rara in last month. Uui. N shillings 50,000 t. Re 4.9. Another less than 12 out of to 100,000. Dun 1 of ctw. 1 bat era. Ni haoiii 90 o etiswa. MV. Looked. J. 9. F. Book, R. L. F. Minus 1. H. I. I. Book. Book 1 U. M. L. U. 4. J. 1. I. R. Apostrophe. Book 1 Micro. I. U. 4. Point 1 L. Look I. U. U. J. U. I. J. L. M. L. 1. U. 4. At I. U. Minus 1 C. U. R. F. Eat laser. 4 at 4 I. 4 D. H. H. L. H. Y. TFLHIAU 4. Figure 4.8 proportion of borrowers. Figure 4.9 average credit borrowed. 46. Slightly more credit goes to food production as compared to tea. On average 64.6% of respondents indicated that they use up to 20% credit on food, figure 4.10, against 46% at the same rate on tea, figure 4.11. S apostrophe. T. THB. I read 4D and infute PRCDU. D. I. R. Book. 1. Book 14. Book 1. U. 1. Il the second. Book RID equals. I. Undruliri. I. Book. UHNDPCDLIBGAN. HRDHLL. I. R. Plus or minus B. LT. YITI 13 registered degrees 1 pro or SIM. I. Or I. Book, Z, UV is 41. Plus, S, U, 4, U, Y, U. F, RT, RT, L, J, R, I, T, N, R, W, I, U, UD, S, J, D, P, J, D, L, N. Figure 4.10%. Cray. March 4, 2005 respondent. Production figure 4.11%. Credit in T production. TS mean maize P reduction levels. A total 57.5% of the respondents produce less than 1 bag, 90 kgs, of maize in the last. T123, 90 kgs, bags. One season and another 30% at one, were between 3 to 7 members, which. U are 4.12. On average family sizes I are 3 to 7, 1 lokes, bags maize per year. Amount. T maize root produce on botion and granted land in last one season. Ni, A. U4, U U U I U 409 U4 Ekis. U, I O C, S G J I, CI3(3)OCKGZJ1(U4)OCEIU4(6)C degrees E minus 1 VLTG minus 9 minus 0 Clear CU4U less than 0 C backslash I B FLMOUNT or maize root produce on bet IWN and rented land in IA Shoney. Season. Figure 4.12. Mean maize production by respondents. 47. March 4, 2006 respondents mean incomes from T. When T incomes for the respondents were considered, 9% earned below shillings 10,000, 35% earned shillings 10,001 to 63,000 while 26% earned between shillings 63,001, 116,000. Only 30% of the respondents earned above shillings 116,000, 222,000, figure 4.13. Income in SHLLLLNGE and from SIR and rented land under T. J 10.0CC 51 ILINI W 10C01 GS. GS 001 1IGD. 1ICDO apostrophe 16. OOD 160C01 220. S 22.0C. Jilling. SJHLLM. JS Jimmerich J. Lumi 5 Jilink 4. Income era shillings earned from self and rented land under T. Figure 4.13 respondents mean income from allowance nums. March 4, 2007 respondents mean T incomes expenditure proportions. On the proportion of income from T spent on food respondents indicated that 37% of respondents spent between 41,160% of their T income on food, 23% spent 21,140% of their T income on food, while 20% spent 20% and below of their T income on food. Only about 15% of respondents spent above 61% of their income on food and about 5% spent beyond 81% of income on food, figure 4.14. 48. Percentage of income earned from T that is used on household food. A. V. 20. Q. 2U4U4 minus 40% 41, I 30% I, Q percent. 02101000OBLLN. IRJ Filjic. Figure 4.14 mean percent in Q. T. F. 4.4 results on evaluation of food security among S. Aren't from T used in food. E of labor supply by women and children on arming in Kenya. All scale TEF. Table 4.1 below indicates the significance levels from the one-way analysis of variance, ANIFA, of the factors that influence labor supply and therefore food security among small-scale tea farmers in Kenya. TH. Controlling factor. The sample was from 65. E test was 40 respondents that W. Its size of household as the air interviewed. 49. Table 4.1 analysis of variance table on role of labor supply on food security. ANIFA. Whether gender as a factor of labor supply affect food security. Whether women labor as a factor of labor supply affect food scarcity. Whether age of members as a factor of labor supply affect food scarcity. Whether use of child law factor of labor supply affect security. Whether wage rate or cost of labor as a factor of labor supply affect food security. Whether labor and non-labor incomes as a factor of labor supply affect food security. Whether labor migration as a factor of labor supply affect food security. Sum of squares. Mean. Square. Between groups. 3.911. Within groups. 86.950. 1.449. 90.862. Between groups. 12.305. 3.076. 3.196. Within groups. 57.757. 70.062. Between groups. 11.414. 2.853. 2.310. Within groups. 74.125. 1.235. Percent. 85.538. Between groups. 9.253. 2.313. 1.193. Think groups. 77. 116.347, 1.939, 125.600, 9.346, 2.336, 2.230, 1.048. Between Groya, 15.181, 3.795, 2.124. Viewat, within groups, 107.219, 1.787, 122.400. Between groups, 9.800, 2.138. Within groups, 68.753, 78.554. April 4, 2001. Gender as a factor of food security. The ANIFA, Table 4.1, indicated that gender as a parameter affecting food security was not significant. The significance level, A, was greater than the confidence level of the study at 0.05, A equals 0.612 more than 0.05. When women labor was considered as separate from 50. Gender, the parameter was significant with the significance level, A, being less at 0.019 than the confidence level in the study of 0.05, 0.019 less than 0.05. Respondents who response on a Likert scale of 1-5, figure 4.15, indicated that a mean of 47.7% agreed that gender affects food security while 21.5% strongly agreed. This was a total of 69.2% in favor with a 15.4% undecided among the respondents. The total response in favor for women laborers affecting food security was 75.3%. The result was in conformity for women labor with the ANIFA that indicated that women labor was synonymous with a gender neo a factor of labor supply affect food security. IJ ideal, U4 with the EF equals DT. GTVUJT. Isosceles JJF. U registered lit. With a gender SE feet to F labor supply effect feed security. Figure 4.15 mean percent effect of gender on food security. April 4, 2002 age of household members as a factor of food security. Age of household members as a parameter affecting food security was not significant from the ANIFA, A equals 0.068 more than 0.05. The significance level was greater than the set confidence level of 0.05, Table 4.1. When child labor was considered separately from age, the factor was also not significant as the significance level, A, was 0.323, hence greater than the confidence level of 0.05. 51. Respondents who response on a Likert scale of 1-5, figure 4.16, indicated that 43.1% agreed that age affects food security while 27.7% strongly agreed. This was a total of 70.8% in favor with a 15.4% undecided among the respondents on age. The total response in favor for child laborers affecting food security was 38.5%. The result did not conform to the ANIFA that indicated that both age and child labor was not significant. Whether age of household members as a factor of labor supply affect food security. Of household MTMBTRT as a factor of labor supply affect food security. Old members OI. Figure 4.16 mean percent effect of age of house. April 4, 2003 wage rate is a factor of food security. On food security. N. Mikai. The wage rate as a parameter affecting food security was not significant from the ANIFA, A equals 0.076 more than 0.05. The significance level, A, was greater than the confidence level of 0.05 in the study, Table 4.1. Respondents who response on a Likert scale of 1-5, figure 4.17, indicated that 32.3% agreed that wage rate affects food security while 56.9% strongly agreed. This was a total of 89.2% in favor with a 3.1% undecided among the respondents on wage rate. The result. 52. did not conform with the ANAG that indicated that wage rate was not a significant factor in food security. Whether wage rate or cost of labor as a factor of labor supply affect food security. V. 30, TL. 1. Etrasli do tizif c. D. 3Q3ICC. 1. Motegt. Ewa. 1. Stroke G. Edger. Whether wage rate versus F labor is a faster F labor supply effect feed. Equar. Tie. E. Rate on food. Reti. Factor of food security. Figure 4.17 mean percent effect of wage rate. April 4, 2004 labor and non-labor income. Labor and non-labor incomes as a parameter affecting food from the ANIFA are equals 0.089 more than 0.05, as the significance, a, confidence level of 0.05, table 4.1. ROF. Was not significant greater than the Y. Respondents who. Response on a Likert scale of 1-5, figure 4.18, indicated that 40% agreed that labor and non-labor incomes affects food security while 16.9% strongly agreed. This was a total of 56.9% in favor with a 30.8% undecided among the respondents on labor and non-labor incomes. The result did not conform with the ANAG that indicated that labor and non-labor incomes were not a significant factor in food security. 53. Whether labor and non-labor incomes as a factor of labor supply affect food security. Kill IH J. U register digit 44. WH. TH. Our labor. Us. IJ. IJIH. Book. 2IJ. JHH. ND non-labor incorrelin as a factor of labor supply faced food security. Figure 4.18 mean percent effect of labor and non-labor incomes on food security. April 4, 2005 labor migration as a factor of food security. Labor migration as a parameter affecting food security was not significant from the ANAG as the significance level, A, was greater than the level of confidence set for the study, A equals 0.087 more than 0.05. The significance level, A, was greater than the confidence level of 0.05, table 4.1. 4. Respondents. Response on a Likert scale of 1-5, figure 4.19, indicated that 32.3% agreed that labor migration affects food security while 18.5% strongly agreed. This was a total of 50.8% in favor with a 18.5% undecided among the respondents on labor migration. The factor was the second lowest in total score after child labor. 54. Whether labor migration as a factor of labor supply affect food security. Fridy N. N. R. L. / Which learn it for PLTITF or U / SS. UYU SI 4. E 4. FLNRNLV. V / LNETHER labor migration as a factor of labor supply affect food security. Percent effect of labor migration on food security. Length of the role of credit access on food security among. Figure 4.19 mean. 4.5 results on assessment of the role of small-scale tea farming in Kenya. The table below indicates the significance levels for O, influence credit access and therefore Kenya. The test was done with size of error. Results were from 65 respondents that were int, levels. 4 food sec. Defez. NTERVIEWED. V / M the ANAG on the factors that NG small scale tea farmers enrolling factor. The analysis. E. 55. Table 4.2 analysis of variance table on role of credit access on food security. ANAVA. Sum of squares. Mean. Square. Credit supply is a determinant of credit access and hence food security. Between groups. 4.131. 1.033. Within groups. 90.423. 1.507. 94.554. Bargaining strength as a determinant of food security. Between groups. 5.454. 1.363. Within groups. 92.146. 1.536. 97.600. Bureaucracy as a determinant. guarantees by lender security. Between groups. 14.680. 3.670. 2.890. Within groups. 76.182. 1.270. 90.862. Asset-based lending per determinant of food scoring. Between groups. 7.788. 1.947. 1.425. Within groups. 81.966. 1.366. 89.754. Cost of credit slash interest RAB determinant of food security. Groups. 12.365. 2.459. I slash then. In GRC. Within. 75.420. 1.257. 87.785. Informal tenancy arrangements as a determinant of food security. 9.688. 2.422. 1.247. 1.942. D security. May 4, 2001 credit supply as a factor of FOA. The ANFA, Table 4.2, indicated that credit supply as a P security was not significant. The significance level, A, was greater level in the study of 0.05, R equals 0.605 more than 0.05. R affecting foodie confidence. Respondents. Response on a Likert scale of 1-5, figure 4.20, indicated that 40% agreed that credit supply affects food security while 33.8% strongly agreed. This was a total of 73.8% in favor with a 16.9% undecided among the respondents. The result did not conform to the ANFA that indicated that credit supply was not significant in food security. 56. CRD it supply as a DTRMLENANT of cradled access and hence food security. S. Ulu. In EAWCIA. Micro YIOC equals ZUC equals U4. Slash LJJD micro LTU41 micro micro SILU4. PJ. U4JIJ. C. Read it supply as a determinant of credit access and hence food security. Figure 4.20 mean. May 4, 2002 bargaining strength of S. Its supply on food security mall scale farmers as a factor of food. %. D. That bargaining strength as a parameter affecting food. Security. The ANFA, Table 4.2, indicates security was not significant. The significance level, A, MS greater than the confidence level of the study of 0.05, R equals 0.477 more than 0.05. Respondents. Response on NI Likert scale of 1-5, figure 4.21, indicated that 44.6% agreed that bargaining strength affects food security while 23% strongly agreed. This was a total of 67.7% in favor with a 10.8% undecided among the respondents. The result did not conform to the ANFA that indicated that bargaining strength was not significant in food security among small-scale tea farmers. 57. EIU 4, 3RG and INABUV net of TH. AM all SEAE farm ERARD. 10 unent of CRID NIVA N involving. Third hernia food security. Colon UAT.TORC, IY.4HU4. U4JIJ, R. I. I'm J, RTI. Bargaining strength of E. It. III so. C farmong. T. I determinant CF credit. Access and hence food scurf. Lit is as a factor of food security. Had bureaucratic formality as a parameter affecting care level, A, was less or equal to the. Figure 4.21 mean percent effect of bargaining strength on food security. May 4, 2003 bureaucratic formality. The ANFA table 4.2 indicated type food security was significant. The site confidence level of the study of 0.05, R equals 0.03005. Respondents. Response on NI Likert scale of 1-5, figure 4.22, indicated that 43.1% agreed that bureaucratic formality affects food security while 23.1% strongly agreed. This was a total of 66.2% in favor with a 10.8% undecided among the respondents. The result was in conformity with the ANAGA that indicated that bureaucratic formality was a significant factor of food security among small-scale tea farmers. 58. Bureaucratic formalities by lenders as a determinant of credit access by small-scale farmer and hence food security. 50.0U.IL.9.8°. LL. VM. 1. Tikra. Phi. Lisa. Yeah. 1. Disbaya. 1. S. Oil. Dli agree. B. IUC ratted formalities by lenders as a determinant of credit access by small-scale farmer and hence food security. Jormalities on food security. Of bureaucratic FO. Or W. S. A factor of food security. T-based lending as a parameter affecting food level. A. W. 9. Rather than the confidence. Respondents. Response on a Likert scale of 1 to 5, figure 4.23, indicates 6.9% agreed that asset-based lending affects food security while 44.6% strongly agreed. This was a total of 81.5% in favor with a 6.2% undecided among the respondents. The result did not conform to the ANAGA that indicated that asset-based lending was not a significant factor. Figure 4.22 mean percent effect. May 4, 2004 asset-based lending. The ANAGA, table 4.2, indicated that S security was not significant. The significance level of the study at 0.05, R equals 0.237 more than 0.05. 59. Asset-based lending polio registered S as a determinant of credit access by small scale. Farmers and hence food security. Buckled. L. 1L. I. NCNGLYT else agrees. 55. I. May. Molestin. Greer. T. O. 5. Kisu. Asset-based lending POICS is a determinant of credit access by small-scale farmers and hence food security. Figure 4.23% mean effect. May 4, 2005. Cost of credit is effect. Itting policies on food security. Of food security. The ANAGA, table 4.2, indicated that cost of credit A. Evil. Security was not significant. The significance level of the study at 0.05, R equals 0.055 more than 0.05. A. Parameter affecting food greater than the confidence. U. Respondents. Response on a Likert scale of 1 to 5, figure 4.24, indicate 1.5% agreed. That cost of credit affects food security while 69.2% strongly agreed. This was a total of 90.7% in favor with a 0% undecided among the respondents. The result did not conform with the ANAGA that indicated that cost of credit did not affect food security. 60. Cost of debt rest rates as a determinant of credit access by small scale. Farmers and hence food security. N. LL. UWU 4. Error at UAT. U registered vnally typed pft. Cost of hereditary REST rates as a determinant of credit access by small-scale farmers and hence food security. Figure 4.24 mean percent. May 4, 2006 informal tenants. Read it on food security 7 at security. Effect of cost of IUC micro as a factor FK. Had informal tenancy as a parameter affecting food on a level, A, was greater than the confidence. At. Respondents. Response on a Likert scale of 1 to 5, figure 4.25, indicated that 32.3% agreed that informal tenancy affects food security while 23.1% strongly agreed. This was a total. The ANAGA, table 4.2, indicated TL security was not significant. The signify level of the study at 0.05, R equals 0.301 more than 0.05. Of 55.4% in favor with a 15.4% undecided among the respondents. The result did not conform with the ANAGA that indicated that informal tenancy did not affect food security. 61. Informal tenancy arrangements near a determinant of credit X by Marley scale. Farmers and hence food security. 23. CL. UCU YURLRTNR. Ernitic Fifiak Jane LM. N N R E colon US dot one U Y U 4 U at U W U N R. R N N. Informal tenancy arrangement is a determinant of credit exceed by binary scale firmy arid hence feed script slash. Figure 4.25 mean percent effect informal tenancy arrangements on food security. 4. E. V K EB. Percent percent. VV. 62. 4.6 results of the analysis on moderating effect of credit access on labor supply among small scale tea farming in Kenya. Table 4.3 result of Pearson correlation between credit access and labor supply. Correlations. Percent labor and women used in food production. Percentage of labor from children used in food production. Percentage of credit borrowed used in food production. Percentage of labor from women used in food production. Percentage of labor from children used in food production. Percentage of credit borrowed used in food production. Pearson correlation. 2, tailed. Of squares. 93.015. 8.815. 1.453. Sum of S. 16.985. Percent. Covariance. Pearson correlation. Sig. 2, tailed. Sum of squares. 52.215. Covariance. A Pearson correlation coefficient test on moderating effect of credit on either proportion of labor supply to food production and proportion of labor supply to tea production indicated for all cases analyzed a weak correlation, SNE1C less than 0.4, where 0 represents labor supply on XB stands for credit access, table 4.3 and 4.4. Correlation coefficients for percentage credit impact on percentage of labor from women in food production was 0.126 and percentage of labor from children in food production at minus 0.011 were all not significant at 0.315 and 0.932, respectively as they were 63 greater than 0.05. This implies that credit access factor had no moderating effect on labor supply in food production for small-scale tea farming. The covariance for women labor at plus 0.138 was greater than that of child labor at minus 0.005, an indication of dispersion from their means. Table 4.4 Pearson correlation of credit access and labor supply. Correlations. Percentage of labor by women used in tea production. Percentage of labor by children used in tea production. Percentage of credit borrowed used in tea production. 3. Percentage of labor women used in tea production. Pearson correlation. LG. 2, tailed. F squares. 82.246. 5.969. 1.285. Percentage of labor by children used in tea production. 46.215. Covariance. Percentage of credit borrowed used in tea production. Pearson correlation. Sig. 2, tailed. Sum of squares. Minus 4.092. 65.754. Covariance. 1.027. Correlation coefficients for percentage credit impact on percentage of labor from women in tea production was minus 0.081 and percentage of labor from children in tea production at minus 0.074 were all not significant at 0.520 and 0.557, respectively, which were greater than 0.05. This implies that credit access factor had no moderating effect on labor supply in tea production for small-scale tea farming. The covariance for women labor of minus 0.093 was smaller than that of child labor of minus 0.064. 64. It was also noted from the regression output, table 4.7, that labor and credit collinearity test indicated a high tolerance, T, of 0.259 to 0.629, 0.1 or 0.2, and a low variance influencing factor, VIF, of between 1.591 and 3.8, 5 or 10, both indicating that no collinearity exists. Collinearity exists when T less than 0.1 or 0.2 slash and VIF more than 5 or 10. 4.7 regression model. July 4, 2001 analysis of variance. a regression analysis done on all parameters of labor supply and credit access affecting consumption of food as the dependent variable reveals that the results as presented in the ANIFA, Table 4.5, are valid at p-value of 0.007, which is less or equal to the significance level, r equals 0.007. The significance level in the study was set at 0.05, hence p are less than 0.05. When model is run with dependent variable Y as proportion of income from T and as proportion of cumulative income from T and other enterprises, the overall results were invalid as p-value was 0.936, which is greater than 0.05 and p-value of 0.341. The study of 0.05 respectively. I and 0.11 as p, which is greater than. Table 4.5. Analysis of varia. And. Bell for all model parameters. Anverb. Model sum of J squares DF slash mean square F sig. 1 regression 64.018. 4 5.820 2.741 K.007. Residual 112.536 53 2.123 KLU4. Total 176.554 64. The dependent factor was the percentage of food produced from owned and or rented land or board that is consumed by the household, while the independent factors included those that affect labor supply and or women labor, child labor, wage rate, labor and non-labor incomes and labor migration as factors affecting labor supply. Others were those affecting credit access and included credit supply, bargaining strength, bureaucratic formalities, asset-based lending policies, cost of credit and informal tenancy as factors that affect credit access. 65. Table 4.6. Analysis of variance model summary table. Model summary. R square adjusted R square STD. Error of the estimate change statistics. R square change F change DF1 DF2 sig. F change. 363.230 1.457.363 2.741 11 53.007. The coefficient of determination adjusted, R2, shows that the variables tested do explain up to their role on food security, Table 4.6. The standard error on the parameters tested stood at 1.457% / percent less than 0 / a 66 table 4.7 coefficients and tolerance levels coefficients a standardized e coefficients unstandardized coefficients collinearity statistics RAM mode nestant 1.004. ELAB. R affect food. 2.868. 1.677. SICR. Child labor supply security. Actor of. 1.106. 1.555. 1.805. BOR. IT VJ. 2.046. 1.522. U. 1.902. R slash U. X. 2.867. 559.578. 1.795. 2.740. 2.047. 2.063. Wage rate or cost of as a factor of labor affect food security labor and non-labor incomes as a factor of la supply affect food security labor migration as a factor of labor supply affect food security. Credit supply as a determinant of credit access and hence food security bargaining strength of the small-scale farmer as a determinant of credit access and hence food security bureaucratic formalities by lenders as a determinant of credit access by small-scale farmer and hence food security. Asset-based lending policies as a determinant of credit. 67. Cost of credit / interest rates as a determinant of credit access. 065.289. 046. 22. 5.82 3.290 3.451. Informal tenancy arrangements as a determinant of credit access. 363.197. 307 1.842.07 and 1.433 2.310. The regression model results, table 4.7, indicated that women labor was significant at significance level, A, equals 0.006, labor and non-labor income significance, A, equals 0.046 and bureaucratic formalities significance, A, equals 0.008 were the only significant parameters. I reckon. In the study. This significance, A, levels were below the study confidence levels of 0.05. The model confirms the results of the one-way ANOVA on both women labor and bureaucratic formalities by lenders except for labor and non-labor incomes indicated by the regression to be significant. July 4, 2002 Mathematical Model Interpretation. Given the adjusted coefficients, table 4.7, the regression model on dependent variable Y, measured as proportion of food consumption, would thus be represented as below. Y equals 0.77 plus 0.4070 plus 0.1510 plus 0.1240 minus 0.277 plus 0.065 plus 0.091 XBI plus 0.082 XBII plus 0.430 XBLII minus 0.03 LXBLV minus 0.046 XBV minus 0.307 XBVI plus L451.7 Z plus. The coefficients for factors that was in a tech that I for every positive unit change if there will be a significant positive change in consumption by the household with a factor of 0.407. This is a direct positive association. For every positive unit change of labor and non-labor incomes there will be a significant negative change in consumption by the household with a factor of 0.277. This is a direct inverse association. For every positive unit change in bureaucratic formalities there will be a significant positive change in consumption by the household with a factor of 0.430. This is a direct positive association. The coefficients in the model can be interpreted as O representing a value of 77% of factors that affect food security. But were not among those in the model, O is the value of the intercept on the y-axis my x/y-axis plot. Or value of consumption that represents zero levels in the all variables z v and v. 68. Z with a value of positive 0.407 is the coefficient of women labor as factor of gender, indicating the rate of change of consumption with each unit of change in women labor. It indicates our direct relationship of women labor with consumption. Z2 with a value of positive 0.151 is the coefficient of child labor as factor of age, indicating the rate of change of consumption with each unit of change in child labor. It indicates our direct relationship of child labor with consumption that is not significant. Zaya 3 with a value of positive 0.124 is the coefficient of wage rate, indicating the rate of change of consumption with each unit of change in wage rate. It indicates our direct relationship of wage rate as a parameter of labor supply with consumption that is not significant. Zaya 4 with a value of negative 0.277 is the coefficient of labor and non-labor incomes, indicating the rate of change of consumption with each unit of change in labor and non-labor income. It indicates an inverse relationship of labor and non-labor incomes with consumption. Zs with the value of positive 0.0065 is the coefficient of labor migration, indicating the rate of change of consumption with each unit of change in labor migration. It indicates a direct relationship of labor I with consumption that is not significant. XBI with a value of positive 0.091 is the coefficient of credit supply, indicating the rate of change of consumption with each unit of change in credit supply. It indicates our direct relationship of credit supply as a parameter of credit access with consumption that is not significant. XB2 with a value of positive 0.082 is the coefficient of bargaining strength, indicating the rate of change of consumption with each unit of change in bargaining strength. It indicates our direct relationship of bargaining strength as a parameter of credit access with consumption that is not significant. XB3 with a value of positive 0.430 is the coefficient of bureaucratic formalities, indicating the rate of change of consumption with each unit of change in bureaucratic formalities. It indicates our direct relationship of bureaucratic formalities as a parameter of credit access with consumption. XB4 with a value of negative 0.031 is the coefficient of asset-based lending policies, indicating the rate of change of consumption with each unit of change in asset-based. 69. Lending policies. It indicates our inverse relationship of asset-based lending policies as a parameter of credit access with consumption that is not significant. XB5 with a value of negative 0.046 is the coefficient of cost of credit, indicating the rate of change of consumption with each unit of change in cost of credit. It indicates our inverse relationship of cost of credit as a parameter of credit access with consumption that is not significant. XBE with a value of negative 0.307 is the coefficient of informal tenancy arrangements, indicating the rate of change of consumption with each unit of change in informal tenancy arrangements. It indicates our inverse relationship of informal tenancy arrangements as a parameter of credit access with consumption that is not significant. With a value of 457 is the disturbance factor in the study. %. 70. Chapter 5, Summary of Findings, Discussion, Conclusions, and Recommendations. 5.1 Introduction. The chapter deals with the discussion of results from the analysis of the data collected on the role of labor and credit and their interactions, makes conclusions from the analysis, and derives recommendations from the findings. 5.2 Summary of Findings. Among factors affecting food security, only 23% could be explained by the factors that were tested in the regression model. 77% of the factors are those that had been intentionally omitted, as they had already been researched on intensively in previous research cited elsewhere. Labor supply and credit access had an overall significant effect on food security among small-scale tea farmers in Kenya, as the results were significant at a p-value of 0.007, which was less than the set confidence level of 0.05 in the study. February 5, 2001, the role of labor supply on food security. When the factors affecting labor supply were tested in the regression, the results indicated that labor supply by women was significant, as per Irvine, 1996, Yeshi, 1997, and Onjile, 1996. Labor and non-labor incomes were also so significant, as per Anderson, 2002, and Babikia, 2007. So simp. February 5, 2002, the role of credit access on food security. Only bureaucratic formalities among all factors tested in credit access as a variable was significant, as supported by Francis, 2011. February 5, 2003, the moderating effect of credit access on labor supply. Credit access did not have a moderating effect on labor supply among the respondents. This disagrees with the study by Ursula, 2006, that found out that credit access affected. 71. Child labor. Credit borrowed for non-farm enterprises increased child labor, while credit targeted at farm enterprises tended to reduce child labor. 5.3 Discussions of results. March 5, 2001 Evaluation of the role of labor supply by women and children on food security among small-scale tea farming in Kenya. Respondents ranked wage rate the highest among factors of labor supply impacting on food security on the Likert scale. This was followed closely by labor from women. The findings on women labor were in agreement with the one-way ANOVA result and the regression analysis that also indicated women labor to be significant. Women labor was significant at 0.006 from the results of regression, which agrees with Onjile, 1996, among other gender studies on role of women labor. Labor migration was ranked second from last by the respondents on a Likert scale, which did not conform to those one-way ANOVA tests that indicated the factor as not significant. The regression analysis also indicated labor migration as not significant. Others that were not significant were gender, age of household members, wage rate, and child labor. Was indicated as not significant by the ANOVA. Child labor was also confirmed by the regression analysis as not significant. The apostrophe. The regression analysis that indicated a coefficient of positive 0.124 for wage rate was in conformity the findings by Francis, 2011, that found out that wage rate had a negative effect on farm employment. It was also scored highly by the respondents as affecting food security. The findings were also in agreement with Goodwin and Mishra, 2004, and Kanwa, 1989, which found out that the extent to which households seek off-farm employment and not farm employment is dependent on non-farm wage rate. Findings by Yeshi, 1997, conform to the above findings that show as high as 75.3% of women laborers are affecting food security. Yeshi had indicated that 85% of women are in farming, whilst Net, 2000, indicated women labor puts pressure on food security. 72. Labor and non-labor incomes, although scored at fifth position, were found to be significant by the regression analysis. This was in agreement with Anderson, 2002, who indicated that incomes alter farm labor supply. Among the factors in the regression, women labor had the second strongest relationship to food security, adjusted coefficient of 0.407, after bureaucratic formalities. Child labor was found not to be significant and was ranked low by respondents. The regression indicated a positive relationship of child labor with food security. March 5, 2002 assessment of the role of credit access on food security among small-scale tea farming in Kenya. Cost of credit was ranked highest by respondents on a Likert scale, followed by asset-based lending policies. Informal tenancy arrangement was ranked least. Although credit supply was ranked third, it was found not to be significant. The rankings were in conformity with those one-way ANIFE test. The regression analysis indicated a direct relationship of credit supply with food security towards food production and a direct relationship between credit supply and food security and tea production, which were both not significant. The study indicated that 20% to 40% of credit borrowed is spent on either food or tea production, which agrees with Nyera and Whitaker, 1986. The study by Nyera and Whitaker had found out that small-scale farmers divert credit to other household activities. The farmers dive? VV. Cost of credit discourages farmers from borrowing. The fact that cost of credit was ranked highly by respondents was in conformity with the findings that on average respondents borrowed as low as shillings 50,000 and agrees with Adams and Naiman, 1979, and Gonzales, 1981, who indicated that small-scale farmers are discouraged from borrowing from formal institutions by cost of credit. The coefficient of cost of credit was negative 0.046. Asset-based lending was also ranked highly and had a coefficient of negative 0.031. Land is key in access of credit by small-scale farmers. Informal tenancy also had an inverse relationship with food security. 73. The findings on credit supply for food production in regression analysis was in conformity with Ursula, 2006, study in Peru, that indicated our inverse relationship of child labor in households that borrow credit for farm production. Bureaucratic formalities were found significant in both one-way ANIFE and regression at a 0.430 coefficient. This agrees with Francis, 2011. It implies less commitment to credit and hence higher consumption as per Angel's Law. The law stipulates that food consumption decreases with increase in income. Credit essentially reduces income in the short run. The positive relationship of credit with child labor and small-scale tea production could be expert Jacoby, 1994, study in Peru that concluded that credit constraints increases child labor. This is also in line with the inter-household bargaining framework. Yields of food maize were on average at 190 kgs, back per household from the study despite access to credit. This agrees with Nosira, 2010, in a study in Nigeria that Tiok, look in 1% to that own food produced does not meet household requirements. The findings are in. On average only 41% to 60% of tea incomes is spent on food while the study indicated that credit did not positively contribute to levels of farm output. IO. Tea incomes as SS not meet household. Agreement with Bear, 1984, A. KBRIDGE, 2007, that separately found out that despite household engaging in market action they still experience decline in food consumption. L. March 5, 2003 Analysis of the moderating effect of credit access on labor supply. Correlation analysis establishes the direction and degree of association between any two variables. The coefficient of correlation varies between negative 1 and positive 1, var 1 rxai xbi plus var plus 1. Credit access had correlations of less than 0.4 for all factors tested in the study, SNE1C less than 0.4, with labor supply. All the coefficients were negative except for women labor in food production. This agrees with Ursula, 2006, a study in Peru that indicated an inverse relationship especially for child labor in household that borrow credit for farm production. 74. 5.4 Conclusions. April 5, 2001 Evaluation of the role of labor supply by women and children on food security among small-scale tea farming in Kenya. There was an overall significant difference between labor supply and food security, hence the null hypothesis was rejected. When separately analyzed, women labor and non-labor incomes as independent variables affect food security in small-scale tea farming. Small scale tea industry in Kenya has experienced increasingly high labor constraints. Currently, labor costs up to 70% of the tea monthly advances per each kilogram picked and delivered to collection centers. It is the high labor scarcity caused by human migration that has drastically pushed the costs up. Women and children who are inadvertently left behind by men migrating to urban centers for non-farm labor driven by higher real wage rates are essentially the providers of manual labor in either small or large-scale tea farming. Their occupation with tea has left them with little time for food production. Much of the income earned from labor goes to food poverty and VV. Malnutrition remains high in tea-raw areas. It is women and children who suffer the impact of this fate. Addressing labor issues will hence help relieve the much-needed labor from women required for food production. The one sure way to reduce labor demand on women is to make that tea enterprise attractive, enable it meet labor cost and break even, contain the rising labor demands in line with international labor laws and even encourage use of technology in supply of labor. One way to utilize technology in labor demands is introduction and integration of tea picking machines, but in a way that is acceptable to all stakeholders to avoid backlash from labor unions. Increasing non-labor incomes through diversification in enterprises that are gender-friendly and which have high value for scarce labor. In totality, this approach calls for improved management of the tea enterprise and investment in the rural areas in order to attract investments that discourage reverse migration and hence labor supply. Ensuring access to credit for farm investment has been shown to reduce child labor and increase insurance for future earnings in households. The stakeholders could therefore address the complex web of credit simply to indirectly address child labor. 75. April 5, 2002 Assessment of the role of credit access on food security among small-scale tea farming in Kenya. There was a significant difference between credit access and food security, hence the null hypothesis is rejected. Separately, bureaucratic formalities as a factor affect credit access and hence food security. Small-scale tea farmers in Kenya have been shown to record the highest poverty levels at 51% on average. Despite the rosy picture on performance of the tea sector nationally, the small-scale tea farmers continue to experience low levels of well-being and investments. The complex web of credit supply and access, especially as it pertains to the informal sources, put the tea farmers in a vicious cycle. Farmers earn to pay debts. Advances on credit are available to the small-scale tea farmers from both formal and informal sources. It is the informal sources that dominate the sources, and this could partly explain the why small-scale farmers are in a vicious debt cycle due to the high cost of credit. Addressing the credit access variable in its relation to food security could guarantee that small-scale tea farmers spread their risks while borrowing against cheap and secure sources. Government could therefore ensure viable private-public partnerships in provision of credit that is sustainable. Similarly, government could play a positive in legislation that reduces bureaucracies that hinder credit access and also increases X role in JISL. ACE's cost of credit. Rating effect of credit. April 5, 2003 Analysis of the moderating effect of credit access on labor supply among small-scale tea farmers in Kenya. Percent. Credit. There was no significant effect on the moderating effect of credit access on labor supply. The null hypothesis failed to be rejected. Since the correlation coefficients, RxAIxBi, for all factors affecting labor supply and credit access were below 0.4, they are considered weak and not important, SNE1C less than 0.4. Only correlations above 0.7 are considered significant. Although other studies indicate that credit access is inversely correlated to labor supply, especially for women and child labor, the relation under small-scale tea farming environment seems to be different. Ursula, 2006, indicates that credit borrowed for non-farm enterprises increase both women and child labor. In reverse, credit borrowed for farm enterprises reduces both child and women labor. The informal. 76. Rules on credit provision operating under small-scale tea sector underscores the inconsistency observed. Controlling credit provision and by extension providing cheap, affordable and accessible credit to tea farmers to cushion them from exploitation could ensure that credit plays a positive role in the growth of the sector and provides opportunities for food security among the tea farmers. 5.4 Recommendations. Need to address issues of women labor and non-labor incomes as ending labor supply from this study findings. Bureaucratic formalities as a factor. Factor of credit access also needs to be addressed among factors determining food security for small-scale tea farmers by the stakeholders in order to effectively deal with food security challenges as addressed in this study. Bureaucracy has been shown to increase costs of credit through increasing costs of processing credit. Tea farmers may require integration of services under one roof and reduction of requirements for credit access. There is need to have new legislations that regulates players of credit supply in the tea sector while introducing special credit terms that are consistent with good industry practice. 5.6 Suggestions for further SOJB. Labor and non-labor income was only significant in the regression but not in the one-way analysis of variance as pertaining labor supply. It is important to further investigate this factor of labor supply as it relates to either or both genders. Labor and non-labor incomes form a key component of revenues in small-scale tea households and cannot therefore be ignored. 77. References. Adams, D. W. 1987. The Conundrum of Successful Credit Projects in Floundering. Rural Finance Markets. Occasional Paper No. 1153. Agricultural Finance Program. Ohio State University. Ahem, M., Lester, H., and Deborah, J. 2006. The Impact of Coupled and Decoupled. Government Subsidies on the Off-Farm Labor Supply Participation of U.S. Farm Operators. American Journal of Agricultural Economics, 808,393-408. Aumeo, G. 2001. Determinants of Poverty in Kenya, Household Level Analysis. Discussion Paper, No. 9, Kipre, Nairobi. Ellen, S. M. 2008. Revisiting Gender Differences in Agriculture Productivity from Sub-Saharan Africa, Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Anderson, A. 2002. THT. Effect of Cash Cropping, Credit and Household Composition on Household Food Security in Southern Malawi. African Studies Quarterly, pages 6, 1, 2. Babika, O. M., and Babika, B. 2007. The Determinants of Labor Supply and Demand in Irrigated Agriculture, A Case Study of the ZERO Scheme in Sudan. Blackwall Pub. USA. Balland, Jean Marie, Robinson, and James, A. 2000. Is Child Labor Inefficient? Journal of Political Economy, 10b. Om, F., Ellick, K. Madagascar. T.H. Barrett. Pounds. Merenya, P.P., Mintiwa. Dynamics in Rural Kenya and Madagascar. The Journal of Development Studies, 42, 2, 248-277. / Bashamo, A., Kent, J., Ika, S., Kimani, S., Mugendi, D., and Samjigo, N. 2004. The African Network for Soil Biology and Fertility. New Challenges and Opportunities, p. 124. Academy Science Publishers 2004, 2c. UV04, AL, 75, Becker, G.S. 1965. Theory of Time Allocation. The Economic Journal, 75, 493-517. Becker, G.S., and Tumez, 1976. Child Endowment: The Quantity and Quality of Children, Journal of Political Economy, p. 87, 1157-1189. Bedford, A. 2002. Value Chains, Lessons from the Kenya Tea and Indonesia Cocoa Sector, Natural Resources Institute and the Resource Center for the Social Dimensions of Business Practice. International Business Leaders Forum, London, UK. Braverman, A., and Guess, J. L. 1988. Institutional Aspects of Credit Cooperatives. 78. Working Papers. Agricultural Policy, Washington, D.C. World Bank. Brown, D. R., Stephens, E. C., Emma, J. O., Muriati, F., and Barrett, C. B. 2006. Livelihood Strategies in the Rural Kenyan Highlands. Effidich and Journal of Agriculture Resource Economics, p. 1, 121-25. Butchno, J. 2003. UAT Innovation Products and Adaptations for Rural Finance. Paving the Way Forward for Rural Finance. An International Conference on Best Practices Case Study. Central Bureau of Statistics, 2005. Kenya Economic Survey, 2005. Ministry of Planning National Development. Cohen and Jacobs, 1923. Applied Multiple Regression, Correlation Analysis for the Behavioral Sciences. Cook and Chadad, 2000. Agro-industrialization of the Global Agro-Food Economy, Britain Development Economics and Agribusiness Research. Agricultural Economics Journal, p. 23, 2, 0, 7, 1, 8. Coopers, R. D., and Schindler, P. S. 2006. Business Research Methods, 6th edit. McGraw, New Delhi. Iri. Dantawala, M. L. 1989. Estimate of Demand for Credit and Its Role in Poverty Alleviation. Indian Journal of Agricultural Economic. Pi 6. D. Hegia and Gate, 2003. Child Labor, The Role of Income Variability and Credit. Constraints Across Countries, J.E.L. No. J. 22, G.L., 016. Dellen, 2010. Food and Agriculture Organization. Published, cited in FAO Publication, 2010. L.S., F. 1993. Peasant Economics, Farm Households and Agrarian Development. 2nd edition, Cambridge. Francis, D.K., 2011. Factors Affecting Rural Household Labor Supply and Farming. Communities of South Africa. University of South Africa, Pretoria. Spramerton, B., and Swinton, S. 2001. Reconciling Food for Work Project, Fessy by Lutai. 79. Grant. With Food Aid Targeting in Tigray, Ethiopia. Food Policy, 2685. 95. Glover, D., and Custera, K. 1990. Small Farmers, Business Contract Farming and Rural Development. London, Macmillan. Gonzales, V.C. 1981. Interest Rates Policies, Agricultural Credit and Income Distribution in Latin America and Caribbeans. Goodwin, B., and Mishra, A. 2004. Farming Efficiency and the Determinants of Multiple Job Holding by Farm Operators. American Journal of Agricultural Economics, 86, 3. 722-729. 1005. Contemporary Strategies Analysis. 5th edition, Blackwelling, 108 Cowley Road, Oxford, UK. Irvine Katiswa, 1996. Gender and Economics in Agriculture Engineering in Annemiecht, Shoemaker and Ketchup, Jesse, 1996. Proceedings from Agrotech/Degrees Workshop Held Kadoma, Zimbabwe. Jacobi, 1994. Borrowing Constraints and Progress Through School, Evidence from Johnson, S. 2002. Focus on Financial Transparency, Building the Infrastructure for a Microfinance in Du. Kanwa, S. 1998. Wage Responsiveness of Labor Supply and Demand in Num. Clearing Rural Markets, The Case of Indian Agriculture. Economics Letters, p. 61, 395-402. V. Kesk, D.K. 2009. Agriculture Information Networks of Farm Women and the Role of Agricultural Extension. The Case of Dale Warde. Southern Nations, Nationality, and People's Region. Haramaya University. Micro. Kathleen, B. 2000. Do Households Resort to Child Labor to Cope with Income Shocks? Department of Economic, Columbia University. With Inc. Kev, M. M. Elwick, K. W. O'Dowra, P. O. and Yair, D. K. 2003. Gender. Management. Relative Efficiency in the Smallholder Tea Subsector in Kenya. East Africa Journal of Rural Development, 19, p. 33-240. Kennedy, E. T. and Kogil, B. 1988. Income and Nutrition Effect of Commercialization of Agriculture in Southwest Kenya. Research Report No. 63, Washington, D.C. International Food Policy Research Institute. Kimnayu, P. 1999. Rotating Savings and Credit Associations in Rural East Africa. World Development, 27, 7, 1299 to 1308. 80. Kreese Day, A. Kreese Jensen, P. Radley, M. and Indo, W. 2004, Escaping Poverty and Becoming Poor in 20 Kenyan Villages. Journal of Human Development, 5, 2. 2011. Kreese Jensen, P. Kreese Day, A. Radley, M. and Indo, W. 2004, Pathways Out of Poverty in Western Kenya, The Role of Livestock Pro Poor Livestock Policy Initiatives. PPLP Working Paper No. 4, Nairobi, Ilring. Longate, B. UZ. NGENO, V. UZ. Nyojaso, P. M. and Erira, M. K. 2011. Household Food Security in a Commercialized Subsistence Economy. A Case of Smallholder Tea, Emmas in Nandi, South Kenya. Journal of Development and Agricultural Memories, Volume 3, 5, p. 201-209, May 2001. Far. Kano. Michael P. 1999. The Competitive Advantage. ZK. 1999. TLVHH. MU. Imwa, ZK. 199-9. The Smallholder Tea Sector in Kenya, Global Advances in Tea Science. New Age International Ltd., New Delhi, India, pages 243-356. MWAURA, and John, T. 2003. Situational Analysis of Smallholder Tea Growers and Their Contribution at the Local Level Auction Market in Kenya. Tea Research Foundation, MWAURA, F.M., Nyambundi, K., and Mook, O. 2005. The Situation Analysis of Small Scale Tea Growers and Their Contribution at the Local Auction Market in Kenya. 26, 70p 35-245. MWAURA, F.M., and Oakeyes, M. 2007. Tea Farming Enterprise Contribution to Small Holder Wellbeing in Kenya. Tea Research Foundation of Kenya, AR Conference 2007, p. 307-313. UUQ. LU. Mud, A. 2006. Weaknesses in Institutional Organizations, Explaining the Dismal Performance of Kenya U. ST Cooperatives. Paper presented at the International Association of Agricultural Economics Conference. Looking, and John, T. 2003. Situational Analysis and Community Consultations in Nutrition. O. Sector in Kenya Volume L. Situational Analysis Report by the Ministry of Planning and National Development and UNICEF Kenya Nairobi. Muir, N. and Johnson, S. 2002. The Managed ESCA Model. Innovation in Kenya. Microfinance Industry, Microsafe. Nairobi. NDEGWA, A. M., Methka, N. M., Gavambiri, C. W., Karma, M. W., and Wekwiri, S. M. 2008. Snap Beans Production, Post-Harvest Practices and Constraints in Kirinyaga and Makakos District of Kenya. Kenya Agriculture Research Institute. Nyamjito, H. O., Ogunramat, A., Anyango, R., and Julian M. 1999. Food Policy and Dates. 81. Impact on food security in Kenya. Food security and governance in Africa, Pi 12. Nyamjito, H.O. 2001. Policy and legal framework for the tea subsector and the impact of liberalization in Kenya. Policy paper No. 1 Nairobi, Kenya, Kipre. Nyera, J.U.Z. and Whitaker, M.J. 1986. Factors influencing the adoption of coffee. Management practices by smallholder coffee farmers. In Kenya, coffee. Not cited. Nosira and Akas, degrees. 2010. Microcredit and agricultural productivity in Ogun State, Nigeria. World Journal of Agricultural Sciences, 6, 3, pages 292-296, 1, 8, 1, 7, 3, 0, 7, IDOSI Publications. Ongu, 1990. Cited in Food and Agricultural Organization, 2010. Akinda, P. O., Mutk, M., Wachira, F. N., and Ojila, S. 2003. Sustainability of Smallholder Tea Growing in Kenya. Not cited. Omjile, G., and Eshino, 1996. Gender and Agricultural Supply Response to Structural Adjustment Programs, a Case Study of Smallholder Tea Producers in Kriko, Ken. Nia. Not cited. I.M.M. and Side. Odara, P.O., Kerry, M.M. and Side, D. 2005. Assessment of Contract and Technology Transfer Systems and Policies which Limit the Realization of High Green Leaf Production in the Smallholder Tea Sector of the Kenya Tea Industry. Empirical Analysis of Economic Efficiency and Supply of Tea in Africa. Technology Policy Studies Research. D.L. Non-Farm Employment Eduris. World Devil. Rubin, R., and Van der Berg, M. 2001. Non-Farm Employment and Poverty Alleviation of Rural Farm Households in Honduras. World Development, 29, 3, 549-560. Rowling, 1985. Appropriate Opportunities as Well as Appropriate Technologies. Serres. York. E. 97, 17, 1. 15-19. Divolo Enocola. Reno, W.U.Z. and Wachira, F.N. 2005. Tea Research and Technology Development, Current Status, Future Strategies and Potential Institutional Collaboration in Kenya, p. 835-850. Sabor, A., Maxud, H., Amadia, M. 2009. Impact of Microcredit in Alleviating Poverty. An Insight from Rural Rawalpindi, Pakistan. Park. J. Life Society of Sciences, 2009-92-97. Saitho, Mkonin, and Spurring, 1994. Cited in FAO, 2010. Snet, S. 2000. Gender Issues in Food Security in Ethiopia. Reflections No. 7 Penos, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. 82. Snetko, G.W., and Kukran, G.W. 1989. Statistical Methods, Table of Random Numbers. Easton, minus 10. 8th edition. Sorensen, 1990. The Differential Effects on Women Cash Crop Production, The Case of Smallholder Tea Production in Kenya. Not cited. Ursula, M.C. 2006. Child Labor Responses to Household Participation in Credit Schemes and Household Income Generating Activities. Georgetown Public Policy Institute, Peru. World Bank, 2001. Peruvian Education at a Crossroads, Challenges and Opportunities for the 21st Century. World Bank Country Study, World Bank, Washington, D.C. World Bank, 2008. Doing Business Report. New York, N.Y. World Bank. Yeshi, C. 1997. The Need for Incorporating Gender Factors in Agricultural Research. African Edwook. TT 7. 83. Appendices. Appendix I. Sample Frame for Kirinyaga, Kiamba, Reng. Anyera Counties. County /District Factory No of Growers Percent of Growers Sample Size per Factory. 1 Kirinyaga F 4 Kirinyaga Central Manunga 8801 5.3% 4. Kangeta 5918 3.6% 2. Kirinyaga Kimnai 8697 5.3% 3. / Hamarita V percent 11500 7.0% 5. Subtotal Kirinyaga County 34916 21.32% 14. Tuniyaramathurwa East NDIMA 1.6% 1. Bragati 7438 4.5% 3. Bragati 100. Tekganti 7324 4.4% 3. Nyera South Chinga 6388 3.9% 2. Uriani 5,734 3.5% 2. Kitgi 4,955 3.0% 2. Subtotal Nyera County 34,604 20.9% 13. 84. Ramga. / UU. Ramga. West. Mathioi A. Kirgama. Iaoro. Kandara. Gatonga. Gatonj. Raven, Kaniani, Kiri, Gachangu, Ikmbai, Gachara, Mekombuki, Gitambo, NDUTI, NGERE, Subtotal Ranga County, Kiamba, Limru, O percent, Unilever YNJ, Unilever 142, Kerarina 376, Gachandu, South, Gachandu, North, 9,083. 7,386. 7,424. 6,334. 5,034. 5,666. 8,892. 5,482. 7,341. 3,934. 66,567. Marabe, Feta, Matura, Gachaji, Echo, 231, 7601, 3927, 4244, 5.5%, 4.5%, 4.5%, 3.8%, 3.7%, 3.4%, 5.4%, 3.3%, 4.4%, 2.4%, 40.9%, 0.0%, 0.2%, 0.1%, 2.39%, 2.59%, 0.0%, 27, 85. GitHub Rakamba 4800, 2.93% 2. Larry Kagwa 6,325, 3.86% 3. Subtotal KM County, 27,647, 16.88% 11. 5 Nyendra N/N/0, 0, 0. Sample totals, 163,734, 100% 65. X. Percent. Less than 0 and. A. 86. Appendix the second, Kenya Tea Development Authority registered tea factories in Kenya. Wuru Tea Factory. Mandi Tea Factory. Mumul Tea Factory. Mogadishu Tea Factory. Michimakuru Tea Factory. Matara Tea Factory, Kiamba. Tum Tea Factory. Trigaga. Thamarita Tea. Kirinyaga. Feta Tea Factory, Ki. Percent. Tagat Tea Factory. 3. Senganiya Tea Factory. Co. Ltd. Percent. Araba Tea Factory, Kiamba. Boga Tea Factory. Rukuru Tea Factory Co. Ltd. Bragati Tea Factory Co. Ltd. Ktda, Nyering. Bragati Tea Factory Co. Ltd. Private, Nyering. Egambo Tea Factory Co. Ltd. Kionyu Tea Factory. Kira, Ramga. Githongo Tea Factory. Kimnor Tea Factory. Kimnai Tea Factory. Kiego Tea Factory. Kiamakama Tea Factory. Kebido Tea Factory. Kathamgeyo Tea Factory. Capsa Tea Factory. Capsaro Tea Factory. Capcaras Tea Factory. Capcatet Tea Factory. Aninyani Tea Factory Anga. Mura. Nyamshongo Tea Factory Co. Ltd. Kitambo Tea Factory, Ranga. Kangeta Tea Factory, Kirinyaga. Nyankaba Tea Factory. Jiangsa Tea Factory. Kerarina Tea Factory, Kiamba. Nyemig Tea Factory. Gachungu Tea Factory, Ranga. Kamba Tea Factory, Kiamba. 87. Juhu Tea Factory, Ranga. Gauti Tea Factory, Nyerik. Kekwa Tea Factory, Kiamba. Ngeri Tea Factory, Ranga. Gachuk Tea Factory, Kiamba. Luriani Tea Factory, Nyerik. NDUTI Tea Factory, Ranga, Gachura Tea, Ranga, IB. NTI Tea Factory. NDIMA Tea Factory Co. Ltd., Nyerik. Chinga Tea Factory Co. Ltd., Nyerik. Ikbai Tea Factory, Ranga. Manunga Tea Factory, Kirinyaga. Keb Tea Factory, Eka Tea Factory, Kiamba. Mangana Tea Factory, Unilever Tea Factory Private, Kiamba. Gitgi Tea Factory. Plus 0%. Less than zero and fourth. 88. Backslash. W.